all this week. Also, don't forget, of course, the Southern Rail strike, and of course, there's a tube strike in London as well. Plenty more besides. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Delighted to say Mr. John Holmes is here to tell us what's going on.
Hi there,
Julia. We've just been talking about nativity plays.
Have you?
What was the best role you ever had in a nativity play?
Now, that is a good question.
Did you play a tree or a sheep?
Possibly the donkey. My daughter's a bit annoyed because she's a shepherd this year, whereas I think she tried to aim a bit higher, but it wasn't. She didn't put her hand up fast enough. That's the gist. That's how they cast it now.
Can I just say, good lesson in life.
Yeah,
that.
Isn't it though? That's what I've told her.
John Holmes will be here after 1 o'clock. Usual nonsense. That's a fair summary of the show. I'll be back with my usual nonsense at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The Rolling Stones return to blues with their first studio album in over a decade, Blue and Lonesome. The Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome, out now.
Amigo loans, Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. That's no word of a lie. Good afternoon. It's Monday. That's no word of a lie either. I'm John Holmes. Neither is that. It's just after 1 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit plans reach the Supreme Court, charity launched by football abuse victims, and Scarlett's on to a winner after I'm a Celeb victory.
Talk Radio.
The government has told the Supreme Court it still has the power to start the official Brexit process by using the royal prerogative. Last month, the High Court decided all MPs can have their say before Britain invokes Article 50. James Eady QC is one of the lawyers representing Theresa May. He's admitted it's an ancient rule, but it still applies.
In approaching the issue of whether or not the prerogative continues to exist at the point at which the power is to be exercised or is proposed to be exercised, it is necessary to consider the scheme of the legislation as it exists at that time.
Three footballers who were sexually abused at the start of their careers are setting up an independent trust to support other victims and their families in the support. The Offside Trust, which wants an independent inquiry into the scandal, says 860 people have come forward in the last few days to say they were abused as children. Former Crewe Alexander player Andy Woodward was the first to speak out.
It's raw, it's in the core, you know, and you know, there's so many players out there, ex-players I've spoken to that have rang me and that they never made it, and that was taken away from them. We were able to just at least fight a bit to play our football career.
A 36-year-old man has been arrested after a woman from Scotland was stabbed to death in Lapland. She'd been working for a tour company called Santa Safari, which says it's working closely with police to support the investigation. Divorce rates have reached a 40-year low. The latest figures show 9.3% of married couples got divorced in England in Wales in 2014. That's around 111,000 divorces. It comes as lawyers have revealed it costs around £70,000 for one. And Scarlett Moffat could be on course to earn more than £1 million over the next year after winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The 26-year-old, who's known for being on Gogglebox, was crowned Queen of the Jungle last night. Industry experts say it's likely she'll now be offered advertising contracts, product endorsements, book deals and a TV series.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Is there any evidence that she can write a book? Or is that
you don't need to be able to
automatically now if you eat a cockroach?
You don't need to be able to do it. They get ghostwriters in, don't they?
Unbelievable.
That's how Katie Price has written so many books.
Good point, well made.
Mm-hmm. Mainly dry and cloudy with mist and fog slow to clear in much of southern England and Wales. Brighter in the north.
Did you say frogs were slow to clear?
No. Although I have been, every time I say fog,
yes,
I have been almost saying frog. This happened to me twice on Thursday.
I want this to happen.
Frogs.
Frog patches.
I mean, I might say it, but I don't think I'll actually make it true.
Good.
I don't have the power.
You weren't here on Friday.
No, I wasn't. I had a day off.
What did you do?
Really boring stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Bit of cleaning.
Yeah. Yourself or?
Myself and my flat.
Your flat what?
Where I live.
Oh, right. Fine.
And I've got to fill out a tax return for the last financial year. So I rang up all my old employers to get statements of earnings because I'm not very organised and don't have any record of anything when I was freelance. What else did I do? I did some errands, went to the supermarket. Yeah.
People like an insight into your life.
I bulk bought toilet roll. I bought 45 rolls of a premium brand for £15.
What, toilet roll?
Yeah.
How much do you need?
Well, no, it's not for immediate use, hopefully.
Stockpiling.
Yeah. Always need it.
Got through
you?
The lot. What a weekend that was.
You always need it, Charles.
There you go. You just put the image of you wiping your bottom in the minds of the nation.
I never did that. You've just done that, of which I don't want them to think about that, thanks. What did you get up to? Did you celebrate Cornelius' birthday?
How many toilet rolls did you use this weekend?
That's right. That's between me and...
You and what?
The internet.
Or who?
What? The internet, yeah. Good. Oh, right. Thanks, Victoria, for that insight.
You asked.
I know. I wish I hadn't. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Ben's got... Is it Ben?
He's here.
Anyway, let's take a chat. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hey. Good afternoon. Hull can move out of the Premier League bottom three this evening if they win at fifth bottom Middlesbrough. Mike Phelan's side go into the game on the back of securing an EFL Cup last four tie with Manchester United. Borough's form has picked up in recent weeks. They've lost just once in the last five. And boss Aitor Karanka believes his side are improving with every match.
We are going in the good way and with the quality that we have. One day we will score at home and we will win games.
The draw for the third round of the FA Cup takes place this evening. National League side Barrow are among those in the hat after winning 2-1 at Sky Bet League One Bristol Rovers. Finally, cricket. Owen Morgan and Alex Hales are expected to return to England's limited overs squad later ahead of their series with India in the new year. Captain Morgan and opener Hales both sat out of the country's last one-day international tour in Bangladesh over security concerns. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you. It's not powered, but we don't know. We still don't know what that means either. I think what it is that the sport is basically ground up on a giant, you know, like in old windmills and corn grinding, where donkeys used to walk around on great big millstones to grind. It's like that out there,
okay.
But with sport, I think. Right, it's Monday, and I'm contractually obliged to present some kind of programme. So let's go.
Talk Radio.
Dad! I finished the car. Can I have my allowance?
Have you washed it properly?
Yeah.
Inside and out?
Yeah.
Have you done the wheels?
Yes.
Have you replaced the exhaust gas recirculation valve?
Like getting your money's worth? Try our Mayo Chicken. Made using only tasty chicken breast meat. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week. And then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
We're going to have a soft Brexit, or are we going to have a hard Brexit? Or a watery Brexit?
Me no belief that.
I'm just wandering around trying to find something to eat.
Theresa May has AIDS.
Have you bought me a stripper for my birthday?
I'm serious, stop calling me that.
Balloons.
All you're doing now is walking the streets, seeing everyone else having a good time, aren't you? It's not two girls, one cup of soup.
There's three Turkish businesses in a row.
Tanya. The whole newscape is like that. Yes, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time someone has used the word bell.
You think I look like one of the characters...
Sid the Sloth, Sid with the eyes that look in different directions.
Just over there, read the C word.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
Go! So, good afternoon, then, and welcome along as we set about another Monday with all the unwarranted gusto of Donald Trump attacking China on Twitter. It's all going to be international today, isn't it? Trump's declared war on China. The Italian Prime Minister has resigned. The Supreme Court are hearing the government's Brexit appeal to get out of Europe. The Prime Minister of New Zealand has resigned. Austria have rejected a far-right presidential candidate. And a woman has been voted queen of the Australian region of jungle. It's quite the day, isn't it? Not only that, but it's snowing in Hawaii. And the Daily Mirror have a guide to the perfect Christmas party dress for under £20 on the front cover. Juxtaposed slightly awkwardly above the front page headline, The Dog Farm. Doesn't look right. Rest assured, though, through all the turmoil, the one thing you can rely on is us. For the next 3 hours, it's business as usual around here, in that your 1 to 4 in the afternoon's talk radio thing remains a largely amateurish collection of ill-conceived radio features that no one particularly asked for. I am John Holmes, its owner-operator. And here we are, then, with the Daily Mirror's dog farm in mind. Let's have a look and see what's coming up on today's radio equivalent of, very much what is a dog's dinner. So let's have a look at the show menu. Headline hijack. I'll have a headline hijack to start, please. And I'll have that with a side order of a rack of fibs. Yep. All you have to do is make up the news. And if you'd like then to hear your news lie presented as fact, out of Victoria, she's back, out of Victoria's mouth, it's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. Then all you need to do is make up a news story, do a paragraph long, send it to us, make it vaguely plausible, but absolutely untrue. Send it to us, and it could fool the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. The data indicates that people, you know, have a lunchtime between 1 and 2, so when they get back at 2 o'clock, first thing they hear is the news. They believe it, because it's the news. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word top.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message anyway, with anywhere to lie.
Or just, you know, mention it to the waiter. Next course is usually Lonely Lunch Club, isn't it? Usually it is. You know, I mean, you can still get in touch if you're lunching alone, because you can get on the list. Get on the list. You could get inducted into the Talk Radio in the afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. You know how it works. We'll dry your lonely tears on a metaphorical napkin and spoon-feed you idle chit-chat to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. You also receive a gift prize, and you'd be crowned king or queen of the lunchtime. It's like the Jungle Programme, except you'll just be eating lunch rather than a spider's anus or whatever it is they eat on the celebrity thing. Ant and Dec's anus. Or they share one, actually. It's just one. Anyway, we're not doing that today. So.
A long-winded way of saying that, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Instead, we bring you early hot guest action. We are very guest-heavy today. But the first one is on the way very shortly. I'll tell you who it is in a minute. They're coming in between 1.30 and 2. There's work experience punditry as well today after 2 o'clock. Sophie's back. She has work experience television to review with her work experience eyes and her work experience mouth. I'll just let you know, well, I've kind of dropped that early restaurant analogy I was doing. Didn't really work, to be honest, so I'll drop that now. Today's big news stories will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course, we present the news in haikus. Slightly different twist today. We might well be out on the streets finding out what the people think. We've shoved our microphones into the faces of people. That's what we do to take very much the pulse of the nation. Today we're asking people on the streets if they think takeaways or calendars. What do you think? Do you think takeaways? What do you think calendars? Do let us know, 87222.
Start your message with a talk.
To radio.
Start your message with a takeaways or calendars.
It's a diversity paper review, of course. Today it's Mark. His diversity is that he's brown. He'll be here going through the newspapers. And as I said, we have more hot guest action than Shakin' Stevens could shake a shaken vac at. Comedian Joe Lycett joins us very shortly to plug something or other. As does, get this later, the legend that is June Whitfield. June!
June
Whitfield. Off of AbFab and other, you know, June Whitfield.
Ooh.
Yeah. And not only that, but comedian Ellie Taylor.
Oh,
tell it's Christmas and everyone needs to flog a DVD or something, can't you? Ginger Dave is producing today.
Oh,
there he is, look at that. Students, you can use this opportunity to escape from his basement. He'll be here for the next 3 hours. The key is under the body of the dead fresher.
I moved it.
As broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
Marta's on the buttons today. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Hello there. Victoria's got the news.
I'm back with it, yes.
What on earth is that?
Oh, I don't know. You can tell what sort of mood she's in today. Paid intern Cornelius. He's off today. He's off. Cornelius is off. It was his birthday at the weekend. His mum got him one of those experience days. He's gone today. It's learning how to kiss your own mum. He said that's the day. And he's decided to do it today. Anyway, that's a programme of sorts, isn't it? Let's get on with it. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Monday. From Talk Radio. Let us start. This is how we get into the big story. With some music. Listening to Talk Radio. It's just gone 1:15 on a Monday. That is Supergrass. As regular listeners will doubtless be aware, of course, the way to get into today's big story is with a musical interlude. It's Production Colour. Producer Dave, I can see you're itching to ask me why. Ooh. I'm playing Supergrass.
I was actually just itching something else.
Yeah,
but
I could see that you were actually as well.
I'm also curious.
Yes.
Why are you playing that, John?
Interesting you should ask me, Dave. Yeah. It's the song Caught by the Fuzz.
Fuzz.
Yeah, and it links to today's big story, Caught by the Fuzz by Supergrass.
Superkins.
Caught.
Caught.
Yes.
Caught
by the Fuzz.
Court.
Yes. It's a Supreme Court Brexit case.
Judge, isn't that?
Yeah. Court. Different spelling, court. I admit, but...
By Supreme Court's grass. Supreme Court.
No, that's not what I was doing. It's just the word court.
That's better, though, isn't it?
No. So, that's the big story, of course. We'll be talking about it. The government are in court now. The Supreme one, having had the High Court stop their bid to trigger Article 50 and Brexit because they say it needed a parliamentary vote. The government are challenging that in the Supreme Court as we speak. So, what we'll be doing is talking to our sports... reporter man who works for Talk Sport News or something, Alex Dibble. You know, regular listeners know who Alex Dibble
is.
Yeah, Alex Dibble.
Dibbles.
So Alex Dibble will be reporting for us. He's out there in the office, but he sits with the sport people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's in reporting for us because he's the reporter, the roving reporter that goes out roving and reporting. He's talking to us from the Supreme Court, telling us what's going on next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forge Steel 55-piece heavy-duty toolkit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The breakdown on the M62 has been recovered. This is west at junction 18 for the Simmerstone Island, but it's still very slow moving on the approach. East of Nottingham, both sides of the A52 between Bingham and Grantham remain closed after an accident involving a car and a van. There's a police incident just off the M42 at junction 6, closing both sides of the A45 between the motorway and the Stonebridge Island, just to the west of Coventry. And better news to finish on, in Stockbridge in Hampshire, both sides of the A3057 reopened after problems at the White Hart roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into. Or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Mio, Nextbase or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. That much will be obvious if you've just been listening to that bit of production there, because it said the words Talk Radio in it quite a lot. Now, we are going to be talking to a reporter down at the Supreme Court for the government's appeal against that High Court decision that said they needed a parliamentary vote to trigger Article 50 and begin the Brexit process. But before we do, of course, as you cannot have failed to notice today, with resigning Italian MPs, there are far-right Austrian presidential candidates now out of the running. There's a New Zealand Prime Minister has resigned. The news is quite complicated, isn't it? The news is quite complicated.
Oh, yeah, constantly. I can't get my head around
that. That's right,
either.
Dave. Yes. Good. Well, that's all right, because this is where we explain the news to you in the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We explain the news in haikus, but today...
I don't think anyone will notice.
No, we'll edit that bit out.
Yeah, I do. Well,
but today, of course, Cornelius isn't here. So what's happened is that, an angry northern woman.
Mm. Where'd you find one of those?
It wasn't hard. So we present today the news. She's from Hull. The news in Hull coos.
Far right loses in Austrian election, so it's not all bad news.
The news in Hull coos. So Norbert Höfer of Austria lost the viewer vote on last night's final of I'm a far-right radical, get me out of the running for president. It comes at the same time, as I mentioned, as the resignation of Italy's Prime Minister, and of course on the day that the Brexit government appeal begins in the Supreme Court, where of course cases are held in the presence of Diana Ross and a vocal backing group. And the difference between a Supreme Court and a High Court, of course, is that whereas judgments in a High Court are handed down by judges, in the Supreme Court, Diana Ross and her whole backing group sing the judgments in Motown language. Currently, I can tell you that they're singing Stop in the Name of Brexit and You Can't Hurry the Triggering of Article 50, You Just Have to Wait. Now, Talk Radio's roving reporter is Alex Dibble, of course, and he's not at the Supreme Court because I've just seen him in the office watching it on television. So we sent instead another roving reporter, person we found in the office. It's Rudd. He's outside the Supreme Court for Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Rudd.
Hello.
Good start. Right, so you're outside the Supreme Court for Talk Radio. Can you...
Correct.
Yes. Why aren't you inside the Supreme Court?
I mean, it... It's a long story.
Yes.
The short version is I couldn't actually get accredited to get in, but it's fine. It's right. Fine. I mean, I'm outside. I'm sure it's almost as good as being inside.
Yes.
That is what they say on the news quite a lot, isn't it?
Yes. Well, okay. Joining in a long line of journalistic tradition where journalists stand pointlessly outside buildings, speculating as to something they don't really know about. Rudd, tell us what's going on outside the Supreme Court, where the government...
Well, I mean, outside it is. It's a very, very nice day today. There's barely any clouds. I mean, I'm sure that it's going to stay like this all day, to be honest. There's lots of people walking around. There's loads of people wearing, big black robes and wigs. I thought that was just, fancy dress for the court, but apparently that's just how they dress, out and about and stuff.
Well, can you tell us about the... I mean, given that, the Supreme Court... It's like a landmark legal hearing into whether Parliament's consent is required to trigger article. I wonder what you could tell us about that.
So I don't actually know anything about it. I haven't been following it because I was going to be watching it inside, or I was going to be watching it on the telly, but unfortunately... Talk radio couldn't afford to get me any transport over, so I missed it because I was just walking over and I've got no data. So
right,
it's not ideal. Tell us about, we can work with it.
Tell us about the building.
Oh God, it is a very nice building. It's very well designed. I mean, I'll give props to that. I mean, you know, of all the great things that happen inside there, I mean, look, if you just have a look at this wonderful building, you will know that this is a place where important things happen.
Yeah, can you just you're doing pretty well actually. So can you just carry on reporting, idly speculate a little bit more? Tell us.
Well, I mean, from if I'll I tell were you what, to I'll guess tell you what, I'll what's just happening
ask, I'll,
here,
I'll, hang on, I'll ask you a generic presenter question, as happens in these situations, and then you've just got to fill say nothing really, but keep talking.
Sure.
Yeah, it's what Alex Dibble does. Right, so tell us about the court.
Well, it's, you know, very important, you know, Article 50 prerogative, you know.
Do you even know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, carry on.
So, inside the court, they are now deliberating
They're not, because it's lunchtime?
Well... I mean, I'd know that if I'd been accredited to get in, but unfortunately, I didn't. But it's fine. So, throughout the day, for this week, they're going to be hearing on the court case that Gina Miller, who is a lawyer that you may have heard of recently, she put this court case to the government to decide whether the triggering of Article 50 has to go through a parliament vote. This is... kind of, because apparently it's kind of constitutional law that it would have to go through.
We're out of time now. Could you just can you see, you know, those one of those judges walking around, the people in the robes and the wigs?
Yeah.
Just shout. Yeah. Are there quite a few around now?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Could you just shout as loud as you possibly can? Your wig looks stupid. Just as loud as you possibly.
Your wig looks stupid.
Talk Radio's reporter there outside the Supreme Court because he couldn't get accreditation to get in. If you've got any thoughts on the Supreme Court's deliberations that are going to be taking place this week with the triggering of Article 50, as we've been talking about, then or whether or not you think wigs look stupid, do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's 1:30 now on Talk Radio and elsewhere. Here's Victoria with a summary of the news.
Talk Radio.
The government has started appealing a decision in the UK's highest court over the process of leaving the EU. A month ago, it was decided MPs should have a say on triggering Article 50. The Attorney General, Jeremy Wright, is arguing at the Supreme Court that Theresa May can use royal prerogative powers instead of holding a vote in Parliament.
We say use of the prerogative in these circumstances would not only be lawful, but fully supported by our constitutional settlement, in line with parliamentary sovereignty, and in accordance with legitimate public expectations.
Three footballers who've spoken out about being abused by coaches have launched a charity today that they hope will help other potential victims. It's called the Offside Trust, and they say 860 people have approached them saying they were also abused. Almost half of UK forces are now investigating historical allegations. Police in Finland are investigating the death of a woman from Scotland who was working at a Santa tourist attraction. A man has been arrested following the stabbing. A report suggests tackling growing divisions in society by teaching school children British values of tolerance and respect. The year-long review for the government says it could keep communities together as the country becomes more diverse. And Bob Dylan has sent a speech to be read at the Nobel Prize ceremony this weekend in his absence. The singer-songwriter didn't acknowledge winning the award for literature for weeks after the announcement in October. Patti Smith will perform a version of the 75-year-old song A Hard Rains Are Gonna Fall at the ceremony in Stockholm on Saturday. The weather, cloudy and misty in the south, brighter in the north, highs of 8 degrees. There's more in half an hour. I didn't even say fog.
I know, I was hoping you would.
You just sounded silly then.
Mm-hmm. Are they sending you to read out Bob Dylan's speech? That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I quite fancy a trip to Stockholm, but they haven't approached me.
Haven't they not?
No.
You want to get your demo tape to them. Hi, John, says Rizard on an SMS message. I didn't understand a word of that whole coup. Yes, well, no one really did. What's happened is, right, so Cornelius, he's had a day off today. It was his birthday at the weekend, and his mum got him one of those gift experiences. And it's to learn how to kiss with your own mother. And he's doing that today. But so, Asprod Cass, who is ordinarily through the glass, is doing the haikus. Hulkus, because she's from Hull. And the problem is, of course, no one can understand a blind word she says. So, you know, it's just a sort of noise. So we apologise for that in advance. But anyway, you know, more of them throughout the show. The comedian Joe Lycett joining us very soon as well. And we'll tell you about the small matter of headline hijack very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast, we meet a man with 4 million followers. His name is Casper Lee. He's an absolute YouTube sensation, a superstar on Tinternet. All that, and we're joined by Dick from Dick and Dom, as once again, I waft you off, waft you off, waft you off to Panto Land.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am, you mugs, and watch it. I know where you live.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6... on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just time to get some of your reactions away ahead of headline hijack and so forth. A lot of reactions coming in. Thank you for them. If you'd like to react, don't forget you can. In the Talk Radio reaction bins, you'll find Talk Radio's reaction bins in your supermarket car parks next to the bottle banks and the ones you put clothes in to get recycled. You'll see the Talk Radio. It's a great big Talk Radio branded metal tin. Sort of skip, really. If you've got a reaction or a thought, do pop it in. The quite racist ones go in the top, and we skim them off and send them to LBC. Moderate reactions in the middle, and of course, and just garbled, dirty ones that don't make any sense at all go in the bottom of the skip, and then we give those to Julia Hartley Brewer. You can also get in touch via this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Do you want to do the cost thing now?
Yeah, it costs 25p plus standard network rate, close brackets.
You didn't open the brackets.
Ah, maverick.
Goose. Here's a reaction. Kind hearts don't make a new story. Kind hearts don't grab any glory. We're the kids in America. That's coming from Kim Wilde. And, John, Christmas decorations. Baubles on tree. Baubles, tinsel on trees. Hanging's too good for them. Headline hijack. So, headline hijack works very much like this. At 2 o'clock, the news will come out of Victoria. And ordinarily, as you'd expect, the news will be true. However, at 2 o'clock, one of the stories is a made-up lie. And you're encouraged to make it up. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. You wouldn't be the first. And you could be crowned, not Queen of the Jungle or King of the Jungle, but today's headline hijacker. The news that's a lie made... Well, the only reason it's there, really, is to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. The data indicates that between 1 and 2 is sort of lunchtime. People go for lunch. Not listening to this. They get back at 2 o'clock. Here's one that's coming, then. Who's this from? Paul. I've lost it. Where is it? Where is it?
Probably should have checked that before you picked there.
Yeah, should have done, really. Well, I've lost it.
Pick the thing. What a riveting bit, this, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, I've read it now. It's fine.
Oh, cool. Great.
Oh, out loud. Oh, right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, the doppelganger bill is to pass through Parliament today. The new law, if passed, will require anyone to stop and pose for a photo for a stranger if that stranger believes the person looks like someone they know. This is thought to be the first bill put through following a public petition.
Thanks,
that's
Paul.
Coming from Paul.
Yeah, that'd be good for that.
The lines are open. But ahead of it all, let's talk to the first of our many guests today. And then at the end of the programme, we'll judge which one was best. Hello, Joe Lycett.
Hello! Who else is on your show today?
Ah, oh, I got to guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Diane Abbott.
No.
Lord Alan Sugar.
No.
The child actress from Stranger Things, whose name I don't know.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, that one.
No.
It's an okay bit of the show, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many have you got?
I mean, how many people do I know?
Can you name?
You don't have to know.
How many people can I name?
Yeah,
it's a good game, which I will continue playing.
Yeah.
Stephen Fry.
No.
Linda Lusardi.
No.
Debbie McGee.
No.
Santa Claus.
No.
Oh, it would be good to have Santa Claus on, wouldn't it?
But he's not.
What would you ask? What would be the first question you'd ask Santa Claus?
What have I got for Christmas?
Oh, that was, it sort of gets rid of the excitement, doesn't it?
I suppose it does in a way.
June Whitfield.
Yes!
Is she on the show?
Yes!
It's weird that, because I didn't guess it. What happened was is that Dave Cribb wrote it down on a piece of paper and handed it to me.
Yeah, I just thought I'd wrap this bit up. It was okay. I thought
that was going well. We had a lot of names to get through.
Yeah.
June Whitfield's on the programme.
I can't believe you guessed it.
Great!
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there now. I think she'll be a better guest than me. Mm.
We all do. To be honest,
and that's fair. Yeah. That's absolutely fair.
That's what you'd expect.
You know, I'm happy to be a bit of filler in this early section of the show, while you just sort of get yourself bedded in, warmed up.
Yeah,
I'm thrilled to be here.
You're opening for June Whitfield, mate.
Yeah,
that's going on the CV.
That is a good gig.
Yeah, it's a great gig.
And annoyingly, that's all we've got time for.
So, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Good day to you.
Coming in. We're going to take traffic and travel, but we will be back to talk.
Great.
More about the other guests.
Piers Morgan.
Shush now. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Joe Lycett with us. We'll talk to him more next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
The Rolling Stones return to blues with their first studio album in over a decade, Blue and Lonesome. The Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome, out now.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. Want trade brands? Selco's got it. Want lots of stock on the shelf? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. Yes, a massive range in stock of trade-branded building materials at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch and to get your free trade card. Got it?
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
TV or laptop? TV or laptop? TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my free reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
You're right. I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Bundles.
Offer ends 11th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject status. £15 standard setup, Sky Q Kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The breakdown on the M62 has been recovered. This is west at junction 18 for the Simmerstone Island, but it's still very slow moving on the approach. East of Nottingham, both sides of the A52 between Bingham and Grantham remain closed after an accident involving a car and a van. There's a police incident just off the M42 at junction 6, closing both sides of the A45 between the motorway and the Stonebridge Island, just to the west of Coventry. And better news to finish on, in Stockbridge in Hampshire, both sides of the A3057 reopened after problems at the White Hart roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into. Or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Mio, Nextspace or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio in that afternoon, and I am John Holmes, and he is Joe Lycett.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi.
June Whitfield's not here yet.
That's a great disappointment.
So if you could fill some more time for us.
Yeah, well, I'd gladly do that. Well, I was just explaining to Dave Cribb, to the both of you, how our mutual friend Matt Lewis off of
Harry Potter.
Off of Harry Potter, the Neville Longbottom star. I beat him in the Attitude magazine's Top 100 Hottest Men Awards.
And
he was like 30-something, who cares? So I went to the awards to rub it in wearing a T-shirt that had a picture of him, sort of modern-day Matt Lewis, who's very muscular and, you know, very ripped, that I'd superimposed his child Neville Longbottom chubby head onto. And a few days ago, Matt posted a picture of himself with two women, very attractive women, wearing that versions of that T-shirt, which suggests, I mean, because I had it printed and made, which suggests that it's now a thing.
Yes, but I mean, if you've got the original, did someone steal your design?
No, I've got the original. I've actually got two originals because I wasn't sure whether I was going to be medium or large, so I was large, unfortunately.
Oh, my days, I have seen. That is amazing.
It's crazy, isn't it? He only posted it a few days ago on his social media account, so you can find it in your own time. But, yeah, I don't really know, and I haven't had a chance to speak to Matt about what's happened there.
It suggests a backstory.
There's a big backstory there.
Let's be honest.
Should we call him up?
I mean, we could call him.
Get him on the phone, and Matt Lewis off of Harry Potter, and we'll find out.
He's probably
going
busy doing some sort of.
I'll tell you exactly where he is. I know exactly where he is.
Where is he?
He's on a flight from Japan.
Oh, so that he's these are
here.
Oh, maybe it's a thing in Japan that I don't know.
He was
picked it up in Japan.
The thing is, right? So, all right, Joe Lycett, comedian, fine.
Yeah,
but now clothes designer.
I'm a fashion designer.
You've achieved what one of JZ or somebody, one of them people,
has always want.
You've got your own line now.
Unfortunately, I haven't patented that idea.
Yes,
so
well, that's,
maybe I'll do other ones. So like models that were ugly when they were younger.
Yeah.
I could do a Calvin Harris one, couldn't I?
Yes.
Where I put Calvin Harris's old chubby head on his now hot body.
Ricky Wilson off of Kaiser Chiefs.
Yes.
He was fat. Yeah. Now he isn't. You could get a big
Pratt.
Fat face.
Chris Pratt is a great show.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole line here that, well, I mean, there needs to be like a name for the range, doesn't there?
Yes. Fat head.
Child fat head.
Fatty fat head.
Hot body.
The Joe Lycett fat
bit
child
literal,
head range. Coming to
I feel like we're in an episode of The Apprentice working out our
weird.
Dreadful products.
Anyway, look, how are you?
I'm really well.
What are you selling? You're plugging something.
Oh,
that's
I'm
why you're even here.
Yes, I've got a lot of produce this year, John. I've written a book, which is a self-help book that won't help you. And I've also released a DVD of my live stand-up, both of which I'm very proud of. Which I know pride is one of the seven deadly sins, but I am proud of it, and I am also greedy, and probably all of the other ones as well.
Yeah.
So those are out. That's what I'm plugging. Buy them if you wish.
What's your DVD about? Tell me about that.
The DVD is called That's the Way a Hat Joe Lycett, and it is...
Which, by the way, still remains one of the best titles for a show.
It's a good show
fits
name, isn't
it? Someone's name cleverly.
And I love that they let me put it on the actual DVD cover as well. I thought they'd just go with Joe Lycett Live, but they let me put all that on. That's about... It's a sort of love letter to Birmingham, but also a kind of... it's a best of... the sort of bits of stand-up that I've done over the years. That's what that is.
That's what that is, and it's out now.
And it's out now.
Yeah.
You can go to any retailer worth their salt, yeah, and they it's, should it, have copies.
The problem
there.
Is, though, it's all digital downloads now. So does it come with a free digital download?
I don't know. I don't think it does, but awful. You can get it on digital download separately.
You can't wrap up a digital download
you
for Christmas.
Though, you can't. You? I know. And also, it's got a lovely, what they call an O-ring in the industry on the DVD, which is like a nice bit of sort of laminated packaging. So, you know, it's nice. It's nice to hold a thing.
Yeah, it's tangible, isn't it?
That's yeah, but if, you know, you're one of the youth yeah. and you want to download it, go download it, whatever. Go yeah. for it. I don't care. Just live your life.
Royal Variety Performance?
Recording the Royal Variety Performance tomorrow for Charles and Camilla. It's not the proper one, but that's fine.
No, the Queen's not on.
Queen's not turning up this year.
Oh, mate.
I mean, if she's listening, I wouldn't mind if you popped your head in.
Yeah. What are the rules? Because I've always thought
it's
that
not,
when comedians,
not far, is it?
Comedians,
it's not far. It's at the Hammersmith Apollo. Like,
she's got a car.
She's probably got a chopper. She's probably yeah.
When comedians get asked to do the Royal Variety Performance, do they sort of, what's the brief that they give you? Is it sort of
there's a lot of security
look,
involved.
There are royals here.
Only so many people I can take. There are royals, so yes, there's obviously things that you can and can't say, and all of the things that I can't say will be in my head for the duration
that
of the performance.
So how do you choose what you're going to do?
Well, I've gone with sort of because I've only got 8 minutes, which will be edited down when it goes on telly. I've just gone with the stuff that kind of establishes my character and who I am as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So there's some old school material in there, as well as a couple of newer bits as well. So I hope it's the right set, and I've had it sent to their lawyers, and they've all approved it. Apart from I can't say the word, and I think I can say it on here because it's a bit of anatomy, I can't say the word scrotum in front of Charles and Camilla.
That's
I've
interesting.
Been told.
I wonder why.
I get it. I understand. Like, it's probably not the tone of the evening. But
well, everyone,
I wanted to say that there's a woman in a pub that looks like a scrotum. That's all I wanted to say.
I think that's... Perhaps it's because Camilla... does look a bit like a scrotum, and therefore...
Well,
it
I couldn't possibly comment no. before I do the do the Royal
assume
Variety.
That I said that, not
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, yes.
I'll take that.
No, I heard
because I'm never going
to
be asked
appalled
to do that.
By it.
Yeah, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's got a little bit of a scrotum anxiety.
Quite possibly. I don't think Camilla's checked over the set. I think it was somebody on her behalf went through it.
But they'd know.
They'd know.
Her yeah, scrotal yeah. feelings.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose they would, yeah.
I mean...
So tomorrow I'm not doing Royal Variety, I'm actually free tomorrow.
So the DVD.
Yeah. We've ruined that. And yeah. then I think you told me you're going to do Blankety Blank.
I'm doing Blankety Blank on Wednesday as
who,
well.
Who does that now? Who presents that
David
now?
Walliams is hosting that.
Is
He's
he?
Also hosting Royal Variety, so it's a whole week of David Walliams.
I don't like him.
Do you not?
No.
Why is that?
I find him one of the rudest, most unpleasant people I've ever met.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How often have you met him?
Three times.
And he's been rude and unkind
one
to you?
One was in an interview situation where he was just rude.
Right.
Secondly, socially. Rude and unpleasant.
Yeah.
Thirdly, rude and unpleasant.
Well, I've not experienced that. He's been quite present on my Instagram account. He's been liking a lot of my things.
Has
and
he?
Also being, I would argue, flirtatious.
Ah, interesting.
So, but you never know. He's quite a flirtatious person.
Yes.
But I'm interested.
He obviously
didn't
like me, so, and that's fine.
Well, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe, but you know, people sometimes just don't get on, do they? But I feel like you're sort of hurt by it. Is there anything, like a message you want me to take to him tomorrow?
Mm. Not broadcastable, no.
Well, I won't broadcast it. I'll just go up to him and just say, I saw John.
Yeah, I'll write him a little letter.
Great.
Maybe
yeah,
I
yeah,
can make up with him.
Who else do you hate? That's a fun game.
This is,
isn't
I mean, yeah. that is going to be long about a list of you guessing all the people you know.
Yeah. I mean, who don't I hate? Yeah. There's only in this world of whatever the hell it is we work in. Him and Alan Sugar are the only unpleasant people I could tell.
Oh, so I met Alan Sugar, and I can't really read him, so I don't really know what to think of him because it's Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
I know everyone around him is terrified of him. But this is what surprised me. I met him when I recorded Apprentice You're Fired about this time last year, and he just turned up. No one was expecting me. He just wandered in to sort of check everything. He's probably just a bit lonely and yeah. just wanted some company.
Yeah.
But I found him a bit hot. I wasn't expecting it. I was a bit attracted to him.
Yeah.
Not sexually, just like there was a... Like I thought like... Whoa. And I think it's in like not my type in any way, but I think it's just the power of money thing. I was like, yeah, I get it. He had a swagger about it.
That's interesting because there are people who say, you know, was it John Major, who,
yeah.
on the face of it, just John Major, but people who around him just say sexual magnetism.
Yeah,
John
Major. I can
it's
imagine
a power
that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a link between Alan Sugar and David Walliams as to why those two people might clash with you. I don't know.
I just
whether there's just a common denominator that is the thing that you know, kind of rubs you up the wrong way.
Well, neither of them did that.
They were rude. They were just rude.
They were unpleasant. There's no need for it, is there? Just be nice and polite.
Yeah, no, there isn't any. I have very little time for rudeness.
Yeah.
But I wonder why specifically they were rude to you.
I don't know. But, you know.
I could probably shed some light on that.
Because I mean,
there's a load of reasons.
Lord Sugar, I couldn't read him because he was, you know, I only saw him for 5 minutes, so he seemed polite enough. But David Walliams is, I couldn't ever say accuse him of rudeness to me.
Yeah. Oh well, you know.
But maybe that's just because I'm a better person.
I think it probably is. Give him my best.
I don't think I will, actually. What I'll do is I just won't mention
eight,
it.
Can you use some of your 8 minutes to pass this message
on? Yeah, yeah. I'll use all of it.
Yeah. Just, I'll write you 8 minutes of letter.
Yeah, great.
And, you know, just,
and then I'll just do loads of swear words.
It will have the word scrotum in it.
and just say scrotum. Maybe I'll just get my scrotum out.
If you did that... No, that would be a showstopper. You see, you could catapult yourself to, I mean, mega stardom. Not that you're not there already.
You haven't seen my scrotum.
But by tattooing Camilla's face onto it, right, and then just popping it out during the Royal Variety performance. And that would get you international headlines, I would wager.
Can I just check? This isn't going out on the radio.
No!
We'll edit all that out before
all
it goes
this
out.
Is going to be edited. Anyway.
So I just wanted to check we weren't live.
No, yes. God, no. That'd be a folly.
Embarrassing.
Well, I like your idea, John.
Okay.
So I think it's there's merit in it. however, I think... the committee of people that I will speak to after the show as to whether I'll do that will probably advise me against it.
Yeah, all right.
Probably advise me to do 8 minutes of my best stand-up and leave.
Be good. Who else is on Blankety Blank, by the way? Do you know?
They did just email me about it. Leslie Joseph's on.
Leslie Joseph.
Who? Louis Walsh.
Yep.
There's a TBC. I mean, I don't know if this is like sort of not official information, but
he's,
you know,
very much said it now, haven't you?
It's very much fallen out of me now.
Yeah.
Other than that, I haven't got any more names actually.
Oh, that's a shame.
I've lost the emailer currently, but yes, I know Leslie Joseph and Louis Walsh. There's one other as well.
Oh. I can't remember how Blankety Blank worked.
I can't. So they've sent me an old episode to watch.
Right, because back in the day, it was, you know, Les Dawson, Terry Wogan, and so forth, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but I have no memory.
Brexit
of...
Britain now, mate. Yeah. So it's me and Leslie Joseph. That's what you get.
How far we've fallen.
Yeah, look at that. That's the slow death of television.
Yeah.
Our newsreader, by the way, Victoria, I don't know if she's here. Do you want to go and get her, Cass is technically producing the show, and she's literally not listening to a word I'm saying.
No, she's not. No.
Can you go and get Victoria? Because she was really excited to meet Joe, and now she's not here. But she's from Birmingham.
Obviously not that excited. Yeah. Oh, she's from Birmingham. Yeah. Yeah.
Where in Birmingham are you?
I currently live in an area called Hall Green.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to buy a house in King's Heath, which is a bit more... There's a bit more lively.
Yes. Well, I see, I grew up in Nuneaton, which is not far.
No. So, how was that?
Ooh.
I'm starting to see why people have been rude to you now.
It's the Nuneaton thing.
It's the Nuneaton vibe.
Yeah. Well, it's famous for Larry Grayson.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And, you know, George Eliot. So
that'll do.
Yeah. I mean, what's Birmingham ever done?
quite a lot, actually. Really. Well, we've got the Birmingham Walk of Stars, which is down Broad Street. There's like our version of the kind of the strip in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But it starts quite well. Like, no, I'm not on it. It's a great issue of contention. Thanks for bringing it up. It starts off quite well, like Lenny Henry and Ozzy Osbourne and people that are sort of legitimately quite famous. And then it sort of starts to peter out quite quickly to like the Aston Villa team of 1984 or something because they won something.
Mark Bosnich.
Yeah, it gets a little bit thin on the ground.
Have you worked out a trajectory and a point at which you would like to be on it by? Like how...
Yeah,
much more famous or
actually.
Successful do you have to become before you get
Well, you kind of want it towards the end of your career, don't you, to go, finally, I've been recognised. So maybe in the next 6 months.
Yeah, if you do the tattoo thing that I mentioned, you could be on that tomorrow. By the time you walk
off
stage...
I think I'll be on something tomorrow, if that's what I do.
Your name.
Hello.
We're just talking about Birmingham, Victoria.
Hello,
this
Victoria.
This is Victoria.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Joe. Nice to meet you.
Yes, how are you? How's what news is there today?
Some Brexit stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that keeps
rumbling
on.
So bored of Brexit. I mean, I know we're going to have to keep talking about it for the rest of our lives.
Gone to the Supreme Court with it.
Yeah. We're not even going to get a decision till next
January.
Year. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
So January, won't we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why even bother talking about it?
I don't know.
Just let them do it.
Don't say that, because that's like my top news story today.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. They're the judges, I saw a picture of them today. Very white, aren't they? There's a lot of white people involved in this whole thing.
Yeah. We've run out of time now.
Well, it's probably the best thing to go out on is the white thing. Which part of Birmingham are you from?
I'm not from Birmingham. I'm from Warwickshire, but I used to live in Birmingham.
Oh, okay, so cool.
Jewelry Quarter. Where
oh, the Jewelry Quarter. Very nice. There's a place there called Anna Rocha, which is an art gallery.
Anyway, well, this fascinating conversation.
It's great.
Continues.
It's an art gallery. It's
we'll be back.
It's a tapas restaurant.
The winner of Headline Hijack for today, Dave.
They sell stuff too, don't
Susan.
They?
And where's Susan from? Birmingham.
Warwick. No, it's actually from Warwick.
Okay. Susan's in Warwick. She's got her made-up news story into the news.
Buy my DVD.
Coming
book.
Next. What's it called?
Parsnips Buttered is the book, and that's the way I hat Joe Lycett live is the DVD.
Splendid. Joe Lycett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go away now.
I will.
Okay. We'll be back with work experience punditry. Sophie's got a roundup of television, and don't forget our better guests, June Whitfield and Ellie Taylor.
Oh, Ellie Taylor's on. I love Ellie Taylor.
Both on with us this afternoon, because, you know, it's nearly Christmas and everyone's got something to sell. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit, 0% APR representative and up to £1,000 saving off list price. Off selected cars in the range at your local dealership until 31st of January. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
This week at TradePoint, get a £5 money off voucher when you spend £50, or a £10 money off voucher when you spend £100. It's as simple as that. Spend today and save on your next purchase. TradePoint members only. Offer ends 18th of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, and that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup, it has to be Heinz.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, hello, I am John Holmes. Just after 2 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit plans reach the Supreme Court, Blatter ban upheld, and Bolton responds to Trump.
Talk Radio.
Judges at the Supreme Court insist they're not interested in the argument for and against the UK leaving the EU, but just the legal issues. Evidence is being heard, which will eventually decide the process and whether Parliament should trigger the formal Brexit process. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg says one of the government's lawyers has been arguing that MPs don't need to get involved.
Parliament has permitted these prerogative powers to be exercised by ministers. They may be old in origin, but they're modern in application. They're practical, they're sensible. There's no suggestion that Parliament has taken them away.
former footballers who've spoken out about alleged child sexual abuse in the sport say they hope a trust they're setting up will help other potential victims. Nearly half of UK forces are now investigating historical allegations. Andy Woodward, who used to play for Crewe Alexandra, says the offside trust is not just about protecting youngsters.
We want justice and we want reform. We want to move forward to be able so we can protect those children that are suffering now in all walks of life. We want to protect them because we went through it and people are going through it right now.
Former FIFA president Sepp Blatter's lost his appeal against a six-year ban from football. A panel found he'd broken the world governing body's ethics code over a payment he made to ex-UEFA boss Michel Platini. It's been ruled the sanction was not disproportionate. One of hate preacher Anjum Chowdhury's associates has been jailed for just over 2 years for knocking a schoolboy unconscious because he cuddled his girlfriend in the street. The judge said Michael Coe attacked the teenager in East London to try and reprimand the couple as to how he thought Muslims should behave. And Alec Baldwin has responded to Donald Trump's criticism of his Saturday Night Live sketch by offering a truce in return for the president-elect's tax returns. The weekend's episode of NBC's comedy show opened once again with the actor and Kate McKinnon impersonating Mr. Trump and his aide, Kellyanne Conway. The former Apprentice star tweeted to call the show unwatchable, saying the impression of him just can't get any worse.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and misty in the south, brighter in the north. Highs of just 8 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
How was meeting your big hero, Joe Lycett, then?
I wouldn't call him my big hero, but he was delightful.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was absolutely lovely. Although, I don't know why Dave was saying I'm from Birmingham.
I don't either. I think Dave was just trying to, you know, make conversation. Dave struggles in social situations, and he just says what comes into his head.
Mm.
So that's kind of what happened there.
It's usually quite awkward.
I know. Yeah. Look, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City striker Sergio Aguero has been given the expected four-match ban by the FA following his sending off in Saturday's Premier League defeat to Chelsea. He was given a straight red for a bad challenge on David Luiz. City's Fernandinho got the same punishment for his altercation with Cesc Fabregas, and he'll miss three matches. Both clubs could yet be fined for failing to control their players. Middlesbrough host Hull in the Premier League this evening, with Aitor Karanka's side looking to increase the gap between themselves and the bottom three. The visitors, meanwhile, will lift out of the relegation zone with a victory. The draw for the third round of the FA Cup takes place this evening. There's one second round tie as National League promotion hopefuls Lincoln City face Oldham. Finally, cricket. Owen Morgan and Alex Hales are expected to return to England's limited over squad later, ahead of their series with India in the new year. Captain Morgan and opener Hales both sat out of the country's last one day international tour in Bangladesh over security concerns. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There's Ben there with his sports news that's powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a new scientific experiment from Ohio has revealed dogs' intelligence is rapidly increasing. This is thought to be due to the increased use of technology in homes, which neurologists argue is easier for dogs to understand than human speech. Some are even saying that we should be able to teach dogs language within a decade.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news. Now, work experience punditry comes from Sophie today. She's in reviewing television. That's very shortly. We bring you more guest action. Joe Lycett with us then. We have June Whitfield joining us in a while. And Ellie Taylor, comedian Eddie Taylor. Eddie? Yeah.
Eddie Taylor.
What of it? And also the Diversity Pay-Per-View. Mark's got it today. Coming on the programme in the next bit of it.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Comedian Alan Carr is one of the nation's favourite gays. To celebrate his life, BBC Records and Tapes has teamed up to release an exclusive collection of the most distinctively grating noises he makes.
Oh, no!
Alan Carr's Worst Laughs.
Yeah.
A timeless collection of forced campery to enjoy time and time again in the discomfort of your ears. Alan Carr's Worst Laughs contains all your favourites, including high-pitched, protracted, and the just plain awful. For the most part unlistenable, Alan Carr's Worst Laughs is perfect for blocking out the sound of nearby drilling, trying to drive bees from your garden, or damaging burglars. And if you order today, you'll also get... Doesn't Graham Norton's laugh sound like a choking baby?
absolutely free.
It's a hilarious story. Anyway, this is going on and on.
Oh dear.
Seven minutes past the time now. You're listening to Talk Radio on the radio. Or also on an app if you're modern. And I am John Holmes. So we've been talking about the government, of course, in the Supreme Court. They are challenging the High Court ruling that said they needed a parliamentary vote to trigger Article 50 and launch Brexit properly. It's annoying, really, because it just means that Brexit will stay at the forefront of the news agenda for, well, ages now, and it's really boring and everyone's sick of it. It won't stop us talking about it. Although it will right now, because we arrive at the door marked Work Experience Punditry. Sophie comes in on a Monday. She has seen television with her work experience eyes. And is tasked with reviewing it with her work experience mouth. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Is it beginning to look a lot like Christmas in the Sophie household yet?
It is, actually.
Is it now? Have you got the decorations up yet?
We, in our student house, have a fake Christmas tree.
Calm down, Dave.
Yeah.
Sit. You want to move further away from me. So, a fake Christmas tree.
Yeah, a plastic one.
Mm. How very Radiohead of you.
I don't like it.
No, what are you doing with it? Why aren't you getting a real one? What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
It was free, so we took it.
Where from?
A friend.
You robbed it.
She did. She gave it to us.
Really?
Yeah, she did.
Without her knowledge,
doesn't sound convincing.
She did.
How tall is it?
Oh, taller than I am.
I would say
5'8".
Right. Okay.
Mm.
Well, have you decorated it traditionally, or have you just sort of basically shoved a load of Christmas stuff in what amounts to a bazooka and fired it at the tree?
We did it quite well. We did it as a house, which was cute, but we don't have any lights because we can't afford that.
The Christmas tree without lights is a failure.
Yeah, it's not great.
Nick the light. One of the world's worst Christmas trees is outside here in the Talk Radio office.
Mm. Okay.
Just nick the lights off that.
Okay.
In fact, nick have the tree.
Mm.
It's just something in a corner between the photocopier and a filing cabinet. It's rubbish. It's the least festive office I've ever been in.
Okay, well, I'm quite good at stealing Christmas trees.
We know that now.
Yeah,
so. Okay, on your doubtless also stolen television, what have you been work experiencing this week?
So first up, I did School Swap Career Style, which was on BBC One, which was a two-part documentary in which Welsh students experienced the South Korean education system, which was quite interesting, actually.
Right.
So three students from Pembrokeshire spent 3 days in one of the toughest school regimes in the world in South Korea, in Gangnam.
Mm.
Yeah. And basically, the end of the documentary kind of shows how far behind the UK education system is. And these children in Korea, they spend up to 14 hours a day studying, sometimes till midnight, and then they get up and go to school at sort of 7:30 again. It's pretty full on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of, I mean, there's often criticism about the education system in this country. Mm. Rightly or wrongly, you know, various arguments about whether we should follow models of different countries and everyone else and how far we are behind as a nation in terms of reading ages and tables and all this kind of stuff. But you've got to argue, and I say this as a parent of a six-year-old who, at the age of six, the amount of homework they get now at the age of six is staggering compared to what I had when I was that. And you just think, let them just be children for a bit. So I don't, you know, there's a line to draw where you go, okay, yes, learning, but also just be a child.
Yeah, I agree. And that kind of came across. So Sian Griffiths, who's the education sector of the Sunday Times, was doing the documentary. And she actually went to her old school and got these three children. Well, they're 16, 17.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically these Korean students were just tired all the time, just wanted to go home. But it's kind of the culture, so that their parents were kind of not forcing them to kind of go and do this after school, like night school.
Yeah.
Which is pretty intense.
Yeah. Do we have a clip, by the way?
We do, yeah.
We do have a clip. Okay, it was called what? School Swap. Yeah. Okay, here we are.
Here, parents have high expectations of their kids, and they're willing to sacrifice so much to ensure their success.
Do I look tired? I wonder why.
While Yuan finishes his hagwon, Sarah is having private maths tuition in Sion's apartment.
They're just working so hard. I think in the long run, it probably isn't that beneficial because of mental health and everything like that.
Sarah's school in Pembrokeshire is more than a place to study. In her GCSE exam year, the school helped her through a very tough and emotional year.
Hmm. So, any good generally as a documentary? Did it open your eyes?
A bit. Mm. It did. It kind of, I had no idea that these children in Korea were so pushed to kind of work. So there was even like a 9-year-old child in like a night library at 11 o'clock at night, which is pretty crazy.
Mm. Well, also that's not good for a child's development.
No.
And health.
No. And like that clip said, like it's very detrimental for mental health.
Yeah.
Because they're not sleeping very well either. And
yeah.
Obviously, that's the kind of time of life you need to sleep the most.
Yeah. It's when I say you often read about this kind of stuff, about schools in different countries and so on and so forth, I always think the school day, there's arguments about whether... I think there are some schools now that... not free school-esque, but they'll let kids come to school later because research indicates that there's no point in them going there at 9 o'clock because they don't learn anything. 11 o'clock's better and so on. And I think they, you know, so there's, it makes you wonder whether we've ever got it right or what we do to get it right, I suppose, in this country. But
yeah.
In terms of how it was received as a documentary, I mean, was the point of people saying, well, this is a model we should be looking at, or was it like, let's avoid it, but like the plague because all the kids have gone mad?
It was a bit of both. So it was kind of saying, on one hand, yes, they are getting the results and their children are more kind of academic. So they did one of the maths papers that the Welsh children did. It's supposed to take them an hour. It took some of those Korean children 15 minutes. So on one side, they are very much getting better education. But on the other side, they are really suffering on other aspects of life.
Yeah.
So it was a mix, yeah.
Okay. Where are we going next?
Next is Class, BBC Three, and Alan Carr's Happy Hour.
Right. Yeah. Which one do you want to do first?
Oh, we'll go for Class.
Okay. Yeah. What is it?
So it's a drama. It's a Doctor Who spin-off. It's kind of a teenage Torchwood-esque kind of drama. Basically, slightly strange. There's some aliens in the form of shadows, and they are out to get the classmates of Coal Hill School, and then one of the classmates and one of the teachers are from another planet, and they were previously destroyed by these shadow creatures, and then they are transported into the modern day Earth by the Doctor.
It's got BBC Three written all over it.
Yes,
it? Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, have we got a clip of
we
it?
We do. Yeah.
Let's play it.
Yeah.
Is he here? Is he back?
No, no. He was here and then gone. Something's different.
How has he got here? What do I tell my mum?
Charlie's on his way.
We need to get out of here. We need to run and never look back. Unless...
Unless what?
Charlie has a weapon.
No.
They killed Rachel. They killed my dad. They'll just keep killing and killing. That's all they do.
And if we killed him, are we any better?
Yes.
Yeah, you see now? Do you see that?
I see what's happening. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Right, I wasn't listening to that at all because I was talking to Dave. However...
Sounded great. I was listening and talking to you because I'm a professional.
Rubbish. what's it like? I mean, I just heard some words and noises and it sounded like another one of those things that there are that programmes like that.
That's quite a good review, actually, of that clip. It is kind of just another one of those drama things that has got Doctor Who in it, basically. But it's aimed at teenagers, so that's kind of... It's obviously aimed at them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas Torchwood was a bit of an older audience, and then Doctor Who is everyone.
I see. And what makes it stand apart in terms of it as a drama, or doesn't it?
Nothing really. No. Oh. All 8 episodes are online now.
Right. Did you like it? Would you watch them all? I mean, you're not a teenager. Is it aimed at you?
No. It was a bit young.
Was it?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Well, the plot was fairly obvious. You could guess the plot.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's just because perhaps the story is not as complex as it could be, or because they wanted it to be simple like that. I'm not sure, but it was a bit...
Is there's a wider question on, because as I said, it's got BBC Three written all over it.
Yeah.
Now BBC Three is online and has been for some time. You know, you're a young person. Is it working? The fact that BBC Three is online, because the whole point of it was that to get away from traditional TV, because the next generation of TV do not consume television in a linear fashion, of course. It's all about downloads and when you want to and all that kind of thing. And that was the thought behind BBC Three, moving it online. So it becomes part of that Netflix world, if you like.
Yeah.
So you don't consume it in the traditional way. Is that working? Because I don't watch BBC Three. It's not for me.
I think it kind of is, but you have to actively go and seek it out, which is obviously in more effort for the viewer. So for me, I don't really go on it unless I've seen an advert on TV for something that I think is going to be good. So,
but isn't that how we watch television now anyway? Because I don't watch television, like linear television. It is a case of, well, I want to watch that, and I pick and choose, and that's on Netflix, and that's on Amazon, or whatever it might be. So it's going away, that. So as that world becomes more the norm, it'll just become part of that mix, won't it?
I suppose so. I think on BBC Three, they've got loads of short episodes of things, which they also do on All Four, but that's kind of annoying. So they kind of seem to chop up documentaries into sort of 10 parts, and they're all 10 minutes long, and it's sort of, you know, I'd rather just watch the whole thing in one go.
That's the problem with the young people. No, no attention span. So
yeah, in that respect, BBC Three is not for me.
All right,
but it's okay.
All right, just a wider, just a little bit of insight there. Okay, now we've got to go traffic and travel, but I know we're going to be talking about Alan Carr.
We are.
Very shortly. Also, Diversity pay-per-view on the way today. Mark's got that for us. And June Whitfield will be joining us in around half an hour's time. You listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got English Oak Effect 6mm laminate flooring for only £3.49 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Bound M3 is busy because of a breakdown between 3 for Lightwater and Bagshot and Junction 2 for the M25. The inside lane's closed there. No change east of Nottingham. Both sides of the A52 between Bingham and Grantham remain closed. That's after an accident involving a van and a car. In Derbyshire, the A537, the Cat and Fiddle route is currently blocked because of an overturned lorry near to the A54, and there's delays on the anti-clockwise M60 between Junction 15 at the Swinton interchange and 13 at Worsley. I'm Gerina Adams.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. It is 23 minutes past 2 o'clock and, well, you can... If you listen to Talk Radio at all today, you'll know of the things that are happening in the news. For a start, the government are in court. The High Court ruled that only Parliament can trigger Article 50, of course, to begin the Brexit process. And the Supreme Court, well, that's why the government are there, to see if they will overturn that ruling. There's also the small matter of the resignation of the Italian Prime Minister. The far-right candidate in Austria hasn't... well, he's not running anymore. He's the referendum dropped him out of the presidential race. The New Zealand Prime Minister has also resigned. And a lady in a jungle got to wear a hat. So... The news is quite complicated, is what I'm getting at.
I can't get my head around it.
No, so. Well, Cornelius, many people can't... He's not here. Many people can't... He's got a day off today, Cornelius. Yeah. If you just tuned in, Cornelius is off, Sophie. Did you know? Yeah, he's off. It's his birthday at the weekend, and his mum got him one of those experience courses that he's doing. It's learn how to kiss with your mum.
Oh.
And he's doing that today. So he's not here. But anyway, the news remains very much five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables in haikus.
Italy is best country in the world, says PM. Ha 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 ha, good one.
Not in haikus. No. Discerning listeners will have noticed that Cornelius is off. Unintelligible guff there was Asprod Cass, who ordinarily resides through the glass, through the miserable window. And so that was the news in hulkus.
Apparently in Hull, haikus have different numbers of syllables as well.
Apparently so, like according to that one, yeah. Well, the problem is with those people, they can't count.
No.
Those Hull people. No. And I am being Hullist.
Mm.
Yes. They're unintelligible and thick.
Unintelligible Hull.
Strong. Good. Look at her little face. She doesn't understand the word we're saying.
No. It's because it's English.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was us broadcast doing the haikus. Thanks for all of the people who sent loaded messages going, hashtag Hulkus. Can't stand these, John, today. Can't stand them. People sending that in. Anyway, we are here with Sophie, who fortunately we can understand, and she's reviewing television as part of work experience punditry. And I understand, speaking of difficult things to listen to, Alan Carr.
Yes.
what about him?
So he's got his new sort of chat show,
right,
which is called Happy Hour, and it's an hour, which is interesting.
What was his old one? Oh, the Chatty
Man.
Yeah. Was that an hour? No.
I don't know.
Why is it? Is it the same show with a different title?
I think it's basically the same show.
Almost, yeah. Yeah. But they do slightly different things, sort of challenges. I don't think they did do that on Chatty Man. So, for example, they have a game where they put all the guests put their phone in the middle and then the computer randomly selects a person. And then whoever the computer chooses, they have to ring someone from their phone book. So, for example, one of the challenges was you have to ring someone who will definitely insult you within 30 seconds of this phone call.
Right. This is just what Michael McIntyre does on his BBC One programme.
Yeah, and Nick Grimshaw on his BBC Radio One programme, for sure.
So it's the same as that.
Oh, so they've stolen that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't talk. You stole a Christmas tree.
That's a thing, not an idea.
Oh, yeah, okay. Tell it to the judge. I mean, if you like Alan Carr, I suppose it's tolerable.
Yeah, I suppose so. I thought I was going to not like it more.
Yeah.
But it was okay.
Have we got a clip of it?
We do, yeah.
All right, earplugs in, everyone.
Now listen, Rebel, you've flown a long way to be it on my first ever happy hour. Can I just say it makes me love you even more?
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh.
I haven't seen you in like 10 years.
We did something in Melbourne. I went to Melbourne for 24 hours to film a show. And then went back.
To be fair, I've come from Lewisham to Hammersmith. That's about 29 hours drive.
Yeah. Who would have thought? Look at us now.
I know.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Movies, local television.
Yeah. Aren't you a bit of a part-time rapper?
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I had a group with my sister. Mm-hmm. And we mainly did Will Smith songs or Criss Cross songs.
On a jump, yeah.
I did some grime emceeing at Marlborough College. I did. Really? I genuinely did at one of the school bars, or bops as we called them. And I was called MC Scratchy.
Oh, MC Scratchy.
For me, it was the guests that made the show.
Yeah.
So Jack Whitehall, Rebel Wilson was hilarious, and Rob Beckett, who was also pretty funny.
Yeah. Rob Beckett and Alan Carr in the same room. That's a teeth off, isn't it? Good Lord above. That's a lot of tooth action going on.
That's a lot of tooth, actually. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And then they got Honey G involved as well.
Oh, yeah.
And she took her sunglasses off, which apparently is a big deal.
Is it?
Apparently.
I don't know what Honey G is. Is that the one from The X Factor?
Mm. Yeah.
Did she do a rap or something with Rebel Wilson?
Yeah, it was... I think
excruciating.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson wasn't impressed.
Yeah,
no.
What's the so what's the point of this program? Is it
it's for fun.
Is it? No.
Yeah. They did knock down Ginger, so they went out of Hammersmith Apollo and knocked on someone's door and ran away. It's a bit like they've basically stolen a lot of things from Celebrity Juice as well. So they go into a news agent's and kind of mess it up, and so it's not that original,
right?
Mm.
Yeah. Great. So, out of 10, collectively, so we've done school swap.
Mm-hmm.
We should swap Alan Carr with something from North Korea or South Korea or Korea or whatever.
Both.
I should swap my career with Alan Carr's career because his is better than mine.
Yes, it's very much north.
To be fair.
Yours is very much South Korea.
It's very much a northern trajectory. And look where I am. Obviously, I just don't go, oh, enough. So I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. I don't know how he keeps it up, that character.
Anyway, Sophie, overall mark?
6.
Sorry, Sophie.
What? Oh, yeah. She's Mark.
Yeah, he's doing the diversity paper review.
Our overall mark is, yeah.
He wears overalls.
Overall Mark's getting dressed out there.
Overall Mark. That's what we call him.
We got Top and Jean Sophie in.
Yeah. Lovely. Are you back next week?
Yes.
Good. Could you wear a Christmas hat?
Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
And overalls.
Steal it from someone. you doubt. Sophie, thank you very much for coming in. Work experience punditry there. Work experience is road tested as to being the next generation of critics and broadcasters with the added, very much the advantage that we don't have to pay them. In the next bit of the programme then, June Whitfield.
The Alan Carr impression.
No, that's Terry Scott. I know they're similar. June!
Alan and June.
It's of the same range.
Mm.
Oh, wow, June! That's
Josh Whitaker.
Scooby-Doo's the same.
Wow.
Yay! It's just noise now.
Yeah.
And Ellie Taylor, comedian Ellie Taylor will be joining us as well this afternoon. It's a bit weird today, isn't it?
That's a lot of stuff, isn't it?
Anyway, Monday, Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The UK's highest court has started hearing why the government should be able to start the process of leaving the EU without a vote in Parliament. It's the first time all 11 judges have taken part in a legal case at the Supreme Court, which is going to last 4 days before a decision is announced in January. A group of former footballers abused as children say they hope a trust they're setting up will encourage other victims to come forward. Nearly half of UK police forces are now investigating historical allegations. Steve Walters has urged current professionals to publicly back their cause.
The bravado in football has got to stop now. You think about how many professional footballers there are, there's thousands. And can they please just come ahead and support us and provide the awareness that we require for this? Just think, that could be your child. Every time I look at my child, it's hard work.
Former FIFA president Sepp Blatter has lost his Court of Arbitration for Sport appeal against a 6-year ban from football. A panel found he'd broken the world governing body's ethics code over a payment he made to ex-UEFA boss Michel Platini. A report is recommending ways to bring people from different social and ethnic backgrounds together to unite communities against extremism. The review suggests teaching children British values as well as English lessons for isolated groups. And Tommy Cooper's famous red fez is on display at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. The museum announced that it had bought the late comics archive minus the fez earlier this year. It's now been given the tasseled hat, which will go on display tomorrow alongside Cooper's handwritten jokes, props and posters. The weather cloudy and misty in the south, brighter in the north, highs of 8 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Do you think in the future that people will want my handwritten notes?
No.
Oh. OK, so, Victoria, thank you very much indeed. There's not more in half an hour, though, is there?
No, Victoria. There's more now,
because it's 2.30, just after 2.30. And that means it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Regular listeners will know that Victoria's bulletins are much fewer impressive than they used to be because they've shrunk down, if I'm honest. And where her news used to be 3 minutes long, it is now 2 minutes long. So she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same money. And that is where bonus news was born. Animal, vegetable or mineral news on consecutive days. Today we're doing...
Mineral news.
So starting off with something mineral-related, which could actually be vaguely useful, researchers say a diamond battery created from nuclear waste could last for more than 5,000 years, and they estimate it would be able to keep things going until the year 7746. It stays charged simply by being placed next to something radioactive, and apparently it is safe to use, so, you know, really useful.
Yes, but the radioactive thing isn't safe to go next to, is it?
No, but... apparently the whole thing is safe. So, shush. Sticking with diamonds. If you've got a spare £800,000 and want to jazz up your Christmas dinner or party, or just show off, a luxury shop has started selling diamond-stuffed crackers. Each one has a sparkly gemstone inside and works out at £134.5 grand per pull. Or you could just buy 2,421,000 crackers from Tesco for the same price.
Did you do that math? Or
no, the internet did.
Of course it did.
No, but I liked the fact. And finally, a birthday boy has been left disappointed after a slightly rubbish Iron Man came to his party. So he's the boy's favourite superhero, and he was greeted by dozens of excited children, only to mess up his grand entrance on a motorbike when he couldn't quite get it up a slope, and it just flopped on top of him. Just looks really lame. And it made him look somewhat less than super.
Fewer. So, Victoria?
Hello.
Thanks. So that was an Iron... would have been more disappointed if he'd booked that and the Iron Lady had turned up, not Iron Man, Mrs. Thatcher impersonator.
Mm.
That would have been worse.
Probably lesser bright.
Mm. What flopped on him?
A motorbike.
Did motorbikes flop?
Well, this one did.
I mean, they sort of fall, don't they?
Yeah.
It was almost slow motion. It just kind of... I use the word flop because that's what happened. It just...
Really?
To the side, did yeah. And he was like, oh, I'm on the floor now. Yeah.
It's the highlight of the show for most people. Victoria's bonus news today, mineral tomorrow, animal.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally something good.
Can you end every bulletin from now on with now shush?
Now shush.
Right. Okay, that was...
No, shush.
Mineral news.
Mineral news. Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
You can go now if you want.
I want to. I need the loo. Bye. Do that again, John.
Right.
So inappropriate.
Victoria's gone. So, you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, on a regular basis, we go outside into the streets because that's where research indicates people are the people. And the people often think things. And on a radio station, what you'll do is you'll go outside and you'll put a microphone into the faces of strangers and ask them what they think. That's a tried and tested way of filling radio airtime. We're no different. We like to do it. It gives us a sense of the pulse of the nation. So we've gone outside today. Our crack team of reporters have anyway. That's they're so-called because they're on very, very hard drugs. And they put their microphones in the faces of strangers and asked them what they think. Today they've asked them, do they think calendars or takeaways?
Takeaways. Calendars.
Takeaways.
Takeaways.
Calendars. Takeaways.
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 Calendars.
Takeaways.
Takeaways.
Calendars.
Takeaways.
Calendars.
Takeaways.
Calendars.
Calendars.
Takeaways. Calendars.
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 Takeaways.
Calendars.
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 Takeaways.
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 Calendars.
Calendars. Takeaways.
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 Calendars.
Takeaways.
Takeaways.
Calendars.
Takeaways.
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 Calendars.
And there you have it. That's what the people are thinking. The thorny issue of whether or not it's calendars or takeaways. Well, you know what they think. But the question is, of course, what do you think? Let us know. Do you think calendars? Or do you think takeaways? Do be sure to let us know. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word calendar or takeaways.
And use the hashtag Ockles' favourite bit of the programme.
text will be stars. You just turn 25p plus your standard network rate.
It's 20 to 3. June Whitfield joining us next. We've got the big debate, the big news debate at 3 o'clock. Ellie Taylor, the comedian, will join us in the last hour of the programme. And Mark will be here with the Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The Rolling Stones return to blues with their first studio album in over a decade, Blue and Lonesome. Crazy, you are my baby. I'm just your blue. Come on.
The Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome, out now.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
This sound is the sound of being stuck in traffic over Christmas. Listening to windscreen wipers. It's not very good, is it? So instead, get digital radio in your car and you'll be able to listen to all your favourite radio stations plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through your existing car radio. You can connect via an EasyFit adapter or even your smartphone. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out how to get digital radio in your car, visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
The London Bound M3 is busy because of a breakdown between 3 for Lightwater and Bagshot and Junction 2 for the M25. The inside lane's closed there. No change east of Nottingham. Both sides of the A52 between Bingham and Grantham remain closed. That's after an accident involving a van and a car. In Derbyshire, the A537, the Cat and Fiddle route is currently blocked because of an overturned lorry near to the A54, and there's delays on the anti-clockwise M60 between Junction 15 at the Swinton interchange and 13 at Worsley. I'm Joanna Adams.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
June Whitfield joining us very shortly indeed. I've just been looking through the newspapers ahead of it, as you'd expect. I've got all the newspapers here. And, you know, this is them. And they're quite, I mean, they're quite heavy with news. I'm going to say heavy with news.
Laden.
Yeah. I mean, listen to this. See what I mean? You drop them on the floor. That's quite heavy with news today. But the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Can't get Cornelius's head around it.
No, well, Cornelius isn't here, you see, because he's busy getting his head around his mum's tongue, because he's on a gift experience course. Regular listeners will know that Cornelius's mum taught him how to kiss. Basically, he went on a date and confided in his mum when she walked him to the bus stop for the date that he'd never learned how to kiss. So she taught him to kiss at the bus stop. Anyway, so he's doing part two of the course, I think, today. That's the gist of it. But anyway, he's not here, so ordinarily he will be forced to read out the haikus, but as he isn't here, we need someone else to do it. And a really bad decision was taken earlier to let Asprod Cass have a go. Now, regular listeners will also know that she is an angry northern witch. And the words she says are just unintelligible because she's from Hull. Anyway, we'll give it another shot. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in Hull coos.
Supreme Court hearing on Parliament Brexit vote. It just never ends.
Vert was in there. The other good news, by the way, if you want to annoy Cass even further, here's how you do it. Here's our phone number. It's 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. Now, the reason I say that is because it's now cheaper than it was when Talk Radio launched. It's a standard national rate number now, that is. And if you have a mobile with kind of your minutes built in, it won't cost you anything. It'll just be built into that, so not cost you anything on top. Our regular feature is hashtag harass Cass. The way to do that right now, if you want to, is to call that number. It doesn't mean you'll come through on air or anything. But Cass has to answer the telephone when it rings. There's quite a lot of telephone lines, so if lots of people do it, it drives her absolutely apoplectic. And she has to be polite when she answers the phone, because them's the rules. But increasingly, she isn't. So why not call her now, because she has to answer it? Here's the number again, 0344 499 1000, simply to harass Cass. 0344 499 1000. There you go, there's the phone's starting to ring there, and what we'll do...
Do you know what the best thing about it at the moment is?
What?
The best thing about it is that June Whitfield's going to dial in at some point as well.
Yeah, that's true. And she might just swear at June Whitfield.
She might just pick up the phone to June Whitfield.
So if Marta makes the mic live in the control room, you'll hear Cass having to answer the telephone.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
See, there you go.
No, thanks very much. Bye. Good afternoon. Yes, this is... There's no need to be rude.
0344 499 1000.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio, Cass speaking. Yeah, no, you don't know where I live. Thanks very much. Bye. Oh God, I hate him so much.
0344 499 1000.
No, thank you. Bye. Good afternoon, Talk Radio, Cass speaking. Yes, this is for Ask Cass.
Is this harass Cass?
Takeaways. But you prefer calendars. That's lovely. Is that all? No, I'm not going to be doing the haikus tomorrow. All right, I've got another line. I've got to go. Thank you, bye.
He's got another four.
Good afternoon, Talk Radio, Cass speaking. Yep. Is that it? Great, thanks. That's good afternoon, it. Talk Radio. Cheers, bye.
0344 499 1000 to harass Cass.
Fine. I'm going to go get somebody else to pick up these phones. I'm not doing this all bloody day again. This is stupid.
And
fade her out there.
That's so.
Poor Cass.
I know. Fun. That's a fun game, isn't it?
Imagine, yeah.
I like that.
That's very fun.
Anyway, so in the next hour, Ellie Taylor, the comedian Ellie Taylor, will be joining us round about, what time is she coming in, about 20 to 4?
Just after 3:30, John.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
There's
more news in haikus. And Mark will be here with the diversity pay-per-view and, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock. Let's not forget that. All to come on the programme.
June Whitfield will be on in a minute, won't she?
She will be on in a minute.
That'd be good. I was just doing my diary, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Because... I just realised I don't know what we're doing at Christmas. What are you taking off at Christmas?
Trousers. That's just a tradition since growing up.
What?
The dad always takes his trousers off and just sits about. That's how we celebrate Christmas.
So you just walk around all day with your...
Trousers off, yeah, trousers off Christmas, don't
okay.
you do that?
Yeah, no, I don't do trousers off Christmas, mate.
You're not.
No, it's a nice insight into your... home time.
Yeah.
What days are you taking off?
Oh, I don't know.
Days are you not here?
I don't know.
Are we doing the show on New Year's Day?
No, because that's a Sunday.
Oh.
And anyway...
Hang on. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I always think Christmas Eve. Yeah, yeah, no, New Year's Eve.
You always think what?
No, because, you know, Christmas Day and New Year's Day are the same day.
That's correct.
I always think it's New Year's Eve and Christmas Day. So I thought it was a Monday. It's not a great... It's just... I'm just explaining my brain. Ex-braining.
Great. Well, the answer to your question is no, because New Year's Day is a Sunday. Mm. And also, you can't do radio. You can't do radio on a on New Year's Day.
Why not?
Because all is quiet on New Year's Day. It's not quiet now, though, because we are welcoming a very special guest this afternoon here on Talk Radio, and she's only going to be on the phone. We're on the phone any second. I've been promising you guest action all day. I'm very pleased to now deliver on that promise. And welcome to the programme, only June Whitfield. Hello, June Whitfield.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Are you in a Christmas zone yet, June?
Pardon?
Are you in the Christmas zone yet, or is it a little bit too early for you?
Oh, no, I am. No, my daughter and son-in-law came yesterday to my flat, and I have a tree... A little tree that changes colour.
Right.
And I also have a Father Christmas that lights up.
Do you?
So I'm well prepared.
You really are. That's got to nailed that. Do you go in for... Is that Christmas? You've got those two things, or you're not a sort of hang the baubles from the ceiling kind of gal?
Well, a few lights, yes. A few little bulbs.
All right, very nice. All right. Insight into June Whitfield's Christmas there, which I think we all definitely wanted. Will you be getting the DVD of Absolutely Fabulous for Christmas?
Oh, absolutely. And I would honestly advise anybody that it's a marvellous Christmas present.
I thought you might, yeah.
Because they've got to be, you know, people have got to find something to laugh at in it. And isn't that what we want?
I think it
at
is.
The minute?
In this day and age. Well, June, you see, your career... has been so long, so distinguished, and I just now again with this kind of whole new lease of it with the Absolutely Fabulous stuff, and now a movie version. Do you sort of look back over it and going, yeah, I've achieved that. I'm June Whitfield. I'm a national.
No. You know, the funny thing is, I was looking the other day at old scripts.
Yeah.
Going back to 1945.
Wow. what scripts were they?
Well, television and radio.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I decided to keep some of the early ones because they're, you know, to prove that I was there sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm tearing a lot up. And what? It's so funny looking at them all.
Yeah.
And I think I read something, I thought, I don't remember that.
Where'd you keep them? Where'd you keep your scripts?
Well, exactly. That's why I'm tearing them up.
Just run out of room.
Haven't got the room.
You can make Christmas chains out of them. You know, when I was at school, you used to be able to make those sort of hanging chains out of strips of paper glued together. And you glue
it. You're very clever. I don't think I could do it with scripts. Well, they're not the right texture.
Have you got any old Terry and June scripts?
No, I did give some of those away a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, you know, that was required watching when I was a kid and stuff. And
So good.
No, it absolutely was, because, you know, Terry Scott.
Well, they do play them again occasionally.
They do,
don't
I know,
they?
I know. Mm. And they're still as funny as they were. And the reason that they are is
because of Terry.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say it's because of the relationship between both of you. I think, and I mean, how did that, was that a sort of accidental sort of casting, or because it just felt so natural and it was properly like watching
when, you know, Terry used to do a series called Scott On with a different subject every week, and I was in that, and we did a sort of little domestic sketch within that show, and it was from that the then director Peter Whitmore said, I think, you know, you two could do a series.
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
I see, and it ran for a long time, didn't it? That was Hugely successful.
Yes, it did. It did run for a long time.
But you've—I mean—you've never been out of work, June, have you? You've done so much. And you did a Carry On films as well, didn't you? Back in
I did four of those.
Four of those.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course the Hudlines ran for a long, long time on radio.
Yes. Oh, lovely working with Roy and Chris Emmett and all the Hudliners.
Yeah. And now here you are again, right at the forefront still of British comedy with Absolute
Fabulous. I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I'd say it. Come on.
Do you know, I can hear myself.
Can you?
I can hear an echo of myself.
That's the weird...
Does it matter?
No, we can't hear it. It's fine.
Oh, that's
all right. As long as you can put up with listening to the sound of your own voice.
Oh, dear.
You're going to be fine. That's just because you're down a line and it's technical things, June. We don't need to worry about that.
I don't even worry about it.
You need to worry about it at all. So Absolutely Fabulous then. For those that haven't seen it, tell us briefly what happens. How do we translate from sitcom to film? What happens?
More people in it.
Yeah. A lot of cameos. Yeah.
A lot of models and a lot of well-known faces. I say it's a bit like Train Spotting. You know, you say, oh, look, you know, that's the one who was in, what's her name? And there's, oh, dear. Maybe they didn't see the film, just sort of busy...
just watching the celebrity.
Spotting.
Do you get, because of your distinguished career, do you get treated like royalty by all of these young whippersnappers, June, that come in on a set like that, all these cameos and just...
Cause... Oh, I hope not.
I hope they treat you with respect.
No. We're all one of a kind, you know.
Yeah. So, in terms of... you in the film? Are we going to see another one? Where are we going?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, really? That's it.
I think Jennifer has probably written her last Ab Fab.
Oh, do you feel a bit sad about that?
Well, of course I am, because it's such a wonderful cast and such fun doing it. You know, Jennifer always says work should be fun.
Yeah.
And in our profession, we're lucky enough to be able to have fun.
Yeah. And as
and
I say,
it fun.
You've been doing, so, you know, the names you've worked with, Tony Hancock, of course, Morecambe and Wise,
yes.
Tommy Cooper, Benny Hill,
Dick Emery.
Dick Emery. You know, and I mean, it's an absolutely incredible career and that you're still making funny stuff.
Well, I'm very lucky. I mean, it's absolutely marvellous.
Yeah. I think it's got absolutely fabulous, but it's fine.
I've had a career at a wonderful time, I think.
Yeah.
And working for Noel Coward and, you know, things like that, which there aren't many like that about these days.
Yeah. Well, look, that's time zipped by, June. It's been a pleasure. Sorry to have taken up your valuable time, but it's a pleasure talking to you, of course.
Oh, nonsense. It's very difficult to sort of condense 70-odd years of a career.
Into about 10 minutes, yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's lovely to talk to you.
And you, Jude. Thank you very much indeed. That's June Whitfield. It's June Whitfield.
Actual June Whitfield.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah, so
I love
nice.
You. I love you. She's down the line on an ISDN line, which is why she could hear herself echoing back. But that doesn't matter. I'll talk to June Whitfield down the end of a yogurt carton and a bit of string, if necessary.
That is what the lines here are made of.
Actually, yes, it's Talk Radio, I forgot. So, Absolutely Fabulous. The movie is out on DVD, Blu-ray and on demand from today. That is why June Whitfield was able to join us. In the next bit of the programme, The Big Debate, of course, a diversity pay-per-view, and another guest, Ellie Taylor, will be coming into the studio to talk about something or other. She's also flogging in time for Christmas. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Christmas, you could be the world's greatest superhero.
Or even the fairest fairy tale princess.
To thousands of less fortunate children this Christmas, join the Sun Smiles at Christmas campaign by donating toys at your local McColl's and Toys R Us stores. Every kid deserves to smile at Christmas. Help make it happen today with the Sun.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search exporting is great.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And just after 3 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Supreme Court hears Brexit case, trust to pursue football justice, and Scarlett's on to a winner after I'm a Celeb victory.
Talk Radio.
The government has told the Supreme Court it still has the power to start the official Brexit process by using the royal prerogative. Last month, the High Court decided all MPs can have their say before Britain invokes Article 50. James Eadie QC is one of the lawyers representing Theresa May. He's admitted it's an ancient rule, but it still applies.
In approaching the issue of whether or not the prerogative continues to exist at the point at which the power is to be exercised or is proposed to be exercised, it is necessary to consider the scheme of the legislation as it exists at that time.
Three footballers who were sexually abused at the start of their careers are setting up an independent trust to support other victims and their families in the sport. The Offside Trust, which wants an independent inquiry into the scandal, says 860 people have come forward in the last few days to say they were abused as children. Former Crewe Alexandra player Andy Woodward was the first to speak out.
It's raw, it's in the core, and you know, there's so many players out there, ex-players I've spoken to that have rang me and that they never made it, and that was taken away from them. We were able to just at least fight a bit to play our football career, you know, and we can't let that happen again in the future.
Meanwhile, Rangers have confirmed a former youth coach was sacked following an allegation of inappropriate behaviour towards a teenage player. Gordon Neely, who died 2 years ago, worked for the club in the 80s and was dismissed immediately. Former FIFA president Sepp Blatter has lost his appeal against his six-year ban from football. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has described the payment he made to ex-UEFA boss Michel Platini as an undue gift. Both Blatter and Platini have always denied any wrongdoing. And Scarlett Moffat could be on course to earn more than £1 million over the next... I can just feel you looking at me, John. So off-putting.
I didn't put you off.
Well, I can just see your beady little eyes.
I only looked up when we started talking about some kind of platter.
A Sepp platter.
We'll have the Sepp platter for two. Yes, Sepp platter for two, please. Would you? How much Sepp do you want? Oh, I love Sepp. Oh, do yes, we'll get the Sepp platter.
And finally, Scarlett Moffat could be on course to earn more than £1 million over the next year after winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Buy a lot of platters with that.
You could.
Nutter.
Shush now. The 26-year-old, who's known for being on Gogglebox, was crowned Queen of the Jungle last night. Industry experts say it's likely she'll now be offered advertising contracts, product endorsements, book deals and a TV series.
Okay, then.
You're just jealous.
I mean, I have none of those things. That is true.
No, you have. You had a book deal once.
Slam.
That's one of those things.
You were relevant once.
I was never that.
No.
I'll have the Sepp platter. The full Sepp platter. Paul Rossi's full Sepp platter. Could you have a batter platter? I'd like a platter of batter, please.
A battered platter?
Yes.
A platter in batter.
I think you can take your battered platter and get out of here. That was victorious.
I haven't done the weather yet.
Oh.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Go on then.
Cloudy and misty in the south. Brighter in the north, heights of 8 degrees.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today, his pre-recorded sport is like, bear with me, it's live from the trading floor of the stock exchange where two people, or more, possibly, I'm not sure yet, are throwing bicycles at each other. So it's pre-recorded sport live from the trading floor of the Stock Exchange, where people are throwing bicycles at each other.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. As expected, Manchester City forward Sergio Aguero has been given a four-game ban by the FA following his red card in Saturday's defeat to Chelsea in the Premier League. He was dismissed for a bad challenge on David Luiz. Aguero's teammate Fernandinho saw red for his altercation with Cesc Fabregas, who will miss three matches, with both clubs potentially facing fines for failing to control their players. Middlesbrough host Hull in the Premier League tonight, with Aitor Karanka's side looking to increase the gap between themselves and the bottom three. The visitors, meanwhile, will look out of the relegation zone with a victory. The draw for the third round of the FA Cup takes place this evening. There's one second round tie. National League promotion hopefuls Lincoln City face Oldham. Finally, the French Grand Prix will return to the F1 calendar in 2018 after a 10-year absence. The Castellet in the south of the country will host the race, which we understand will be held at the end of July going forward. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. Ben's pre-recorded sport there, live from the Stock Exchange trading floor, where people are throwing bicycles at each other. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time then for the big debate. Now, I think this is right. Ant and Dec have gone to court to challenge a ruling that says thingy from out of off of Gogglebox can't be triggered without a parliamentary vote. The public can't be trusted to vote for her after they voted that Britain should leave the jungle. I think Britain lost to Brexit in the jungle. Initially, because Brexit was more popular with the public after it ate Nigel Farage's anus in a Donald Tusk Tucker trial. Try and get some of the stars off the European flag. It's something like that, anyway. But with all this and the resignation over the weekend of Italy's Prime Minister and the defeat of Austria's far-right candidate, the tectonic plates of European politics and indeed the woman out of off of Gogglebox continue to shift. Now on the line, having called up, hearing me say the word plate just then, is Nick. Good afternoon, Nick. You've called Talk Radio. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, hello, John. Not impressed.
Yeah. With what?
Your plates.
Yeah. What's wrong with plates?
Well, you just said them. I don't like them.
No. I appreciate that. That's why I've called in. Why don't you like plates, Nick? Tell us.
Where do I start? I mean, look, dictionary definition, you know, they're a range of objects which have in common the fact they're thin and flat. You know,
yeah.
I'm bored, you're bored, people listening are bored, hate plates because they're boring. Give me a ramekin.
Okay, are you like a ramekin?
Well, it just, you know, punches its way through your mouth, doesn't it, a ramekin? Ramekin, it sounds like a caption you'd see in a Japanese manga cartoon or something, but plate sounds like, plate.
Right.
Literally, it sounds like plate.
Stay on the line for me, Nick, because you make a good argument. Not then, but other times. Anthony Ferrell called Talk Radio. Now, listen, Anthony, before you keep making your stupid noises, Nick... Nick there says he's against the plates. He's against the plates.
He says, give me a good ramekin. I'll give him a good ramekin any day.
Where would you give him that?
In the jungle.
Right.
I'm a ramekin in the jungle. Can I just come out? Sorry, before I go into why plays are excellent. You were still talking about someone at Nigel Farage's anus.
Yes, that's right.
Have you ever ate anus?
No.
Lie. anyway, plays, they are excellent. Because what do you want? What are you going to say? Here's your spaghetti bolognese. Let me just tip it into your lap. What's that? Like, who's that? Who lives like that?
Right,
well, Nick lives like that with his little ramekin's not a portion.
Let's find out, Nick.
Ramekin, my portion.
Listen, listen, Nick. Yeah. You're listening to Anthony there. He's got a point. He's saying that you would. What are you happy to have bolognese? Shut. Bolognese in the lap, Nick, if you don't have a plate. He's calling you a racist there.
You say I'm listening to Anthony there. I'm not listening to Anthony there. I'm filtering out what Anthony's saying, like you'd filter out a dog whistle or something. It's not of interest to me.
Yeah.
It's just noise. So I'm not listening to him.
Yeah.
Let me see. Pasta bowl.
There you go. You see, Anthony, come back against that. You can't, can you? Pasta.
No, you want a nice fat plate. That's
no.
Nice to spread your food out.
There's
then
no...
it gets cool and you can eat it more quickly as you get a scalded mouth.
There's no food that you can't have out of a bowl. Why do we need a plate? Nick has got a very good...
Oh,
you don't need
pizza.
A plate.
I'll just have a bowl of pizza, shall I?
Yeah, why not? It's
that's a flat food, bruv. You can't eat out of a bowl.
You can... Okay, then. All right, you're going to any restaurant
people
now.
People staring at me in the street now. I look like a fool, bruv.
The anti-plate lobby...
Happening.
Shut up. The anti-plate lobby that Nicky's part of, they've already started. You go into a gastro place and now they've got slates and wood to put your food on. You don't need a plate.
That's all gone silly. That's all gone silly, isn't it? You don't want any of it. Like, that's pretentious.
Yeah.
Also, great entertainment in the 70s was plate spinning. I'd like to see your friend spin a ramekin.
Could you spin a ramekin, Nick?
Well, have you followed what else was very popular in the 70s? I'm talking about certain celebrities, certain radio stations,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
A lot of things were popular. Yeah, yeah. They were big in the 70s, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They're not necessarily acceptable now, are they? You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but people were happy. People were happy. We'll be having this debate about those events and talking about how great they were, but I don't think we will.
No, we definitely won't.
In the old days, let's go back further then. Let's go back to the medieval times. They didn't have plates. They had a thing called a trencher. And that was like bread. And yet you're stewing it. Well, and then you give the trencher to poor people.
Well, why don't we bring that back then and give a trencher to poor people now?
Because they won't appreciate it.
Don't see that.
They've all got Cocoa Pops in the food bank now. They don't want trencher. You can't eat someone else's gravy bread. Would you eat someone else's gravy out of bread?
Either
of you. Would you eat my gravy out of some bread if I was like, eat my gravy?
Would you eat, Nick, fair question, Nick, would you eat his gravy?
I wouldn't eat his gravy bread if he was the last person on earth offering gravy bread.
Right, fine.
In the Middle Ages, you know, I can go back, I can go to Roman times, I can go to the start of Christianity times.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, you know, who was it? Anthony, can I just ask, have you let Jesus in? Listen,
Anthony, answer the question.
Have you let Jesus in?
I have embraced the whole concept that God is everywhere, yeah?
Right,
he's omnipresent,
exactly,
yeah?
And
that means he's everywhere, including inside Nigel Farage's...
Stop
what?
It, Anthony. Nick's
who
trying to make a point.
Our saviour to the cross, Anthony? Who?
Yeah.
Pontius Pilate. Anagram.
Yeah. Anagram.
Plate.
Yeah.
Not I. Pontius Pilate.
Yeah.
Bit off if you ask me.
Listen.
I want to tell you about these trials they're having in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of these.
Yeah. I read about that one.
This is where the Swedish rhyming slang, obviously Cockney rhyming slang came from Swedish rhyming slang. And in Sweden, what they've done is they've got plates of meat, which is
meat.
Feet.
Exactly.
Feet. And they've they've taken the Swedish people's feet off.
Far feet off,
And they've substituted it with plates of meat.
Plates of meat, exactly.
Yeah, the slang got lost in translation. What do you make of that? What do you make of those trials?
Me?
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah, obviously that's a silly business, isn't it? Don't be stupid about plates. Plates have a place.
Yeah.
Like, you have a place setting for your plate.
Yeah.
But you don't... Like, no one goes, dinner time, get the bowls.
Wait a minute. Why is it a place setting, not a plate setting, then, if you're so smart?
Good question.
Yes, isn't it?
And perhaps it should be. Perhaps this is the beginning of the slippery slope that led to Brexit and that.
This is, look, let's go back to you talking about the 70s. I think that 70s thing's an interesting thing, because, you know, it was acceptable back then, as Nick's been sort of alluding to, right? You remember that programme on the BBC, you couldn't do it now, where people would come on and they'd dress as plates, wouldn't they? They come on.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was called now, black and white crockery show or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do it in this day and age, could you? It's different.
No, but they still do. They still do. You see women. I live in a seaside coastal town.
Yes.
You still see women every weekend during the summer months.
Yeah.
They come down in large gaggles.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, like one of group.
And you think about it, don't you?
Plate, they have an L plate on their chest.
Yeah.
They're dressed as tarts or strippers with an L plate.
And you love it.
They should be wearing dresses and nice bras. They're wearing...
Nah, but you don't really mean that.
With L plates, it demeans them.
Yeah. And then, can I ask you a question, please? Do you go home and pray hard over them women? Do you pray hard? How hard do you pray?
I just think it demeans them. It's 2000 and,
you can't stop thinking about it, mate.
A lot of them can drive now.
How many plates does the average platophile own? Yes or no?
No.
Well, sometimes. No. No.
Well, no, it's simple. Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Look,
save my mark quickly.
The problem is with this. Look, you know, obviously, you know about tectonic plates, right? So, obviously, around the world, they're doing these experiments where, because they cause earthquakes, don't they, plates? I mean, that's next, basically, plates are destructive.
Uh-huh.
Right, and like in restaurants, they've replaced the tectonic plates with wooden boards now. So, you know, most of Australasia is balancing on a wooden board rather than the tectonic rock plates. But are we still going to call them plates? They do the same job as a plate. Can we call them plates, Nick?
No, they're not plates. They're not going to make any difference to the lateral density variation in the Earth's mantle.
Yeah.
Continental drift will still be a thing.
Yeah.
You've got Donald Trump today tweeting that China are idiots or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to see people coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you pray.
It's the most beautiful sight that you can see.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Continental drift.
And do you think about that when you pray? Are you praying now?
I'm not.
Oh,
I'm going to leave it till after I've finished this call to pray.
No, you're praying, mate.
Which, usefully, we have come to the end of. So,
Work hard, pray hard.
Let's sum up the debate.
Let's
sum up the debate for me in one word. Do we need plates? Do we not need plates? And Anthony Farrell, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Catastrophe.
Thank you. And Nick.
Catastrophe.
Yes. Right, that's the big debate today. Do we not need plates anymore? Should we get rid of plates? Take the plates. The government have said they want at least 40,000 more plates in Britain by 2018. But is that a good idea? Should we jail people who eat off plates? What do you think about plates? Do we need them in post-Brexit Britain when we've got motorbikes and Cress? Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word plate.
It's the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
To play.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, Levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Better news east of Nottingham for the A52. Both sides of that between Bingham and Grantham has reopened after an accident. There's still a problem on the Avonmouth Bridge in Bristol. The northbound M5 over the bridge is being affected by a broken down tanker. So one lane's out, junctions 19 to 18. There's queues on Monmouthshire's westbound M4. This is near the Mega Services, junction 23A. One lane's out because of an accident. And no change in Londonderry for the A6 between Claudia and Dungiven. It is still closed both ways for accident investigation work. I'm Jarena Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, that much is true. A lot of reactions coming in for today's big debate. You could have reacted on the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you couldn't have done the Twitter one at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you play.
John, I'm sick of these platophiles that you were talking about. People who have this unhealthy and, frankly, legal fascination with plates. You know, we're forever hearing about these platophile rings where people will go and swap plates, VIPs. It should be investigated by the police, passing plates around. It's sick, John. A lot of calls to jail people who eat off plates, as we mentioned. John, if you took all of the plates in the world and laid them out end to end, all of them in a line, and I mean every single plate out of everyone's cupboard in every kitchen in the world, laid them in a line, a single line, all the way as far as the eye could see, you would be committed to a psychiatric institution. That's a statistic. Have you got any reactions to come in there, David?
This is one which says, without plates, we just have to call him O. Which would be very confusing.
Yeah, without plates. This is from Alex. Our world would be a much better place, but I'm more of a bowl man myself. I like to move my bowls on a regular occasion. And finally, John, it's already started this getting rid of plates nonsense, hasn't it? Because as we mentioned, you know, the gastropubs that do it on wooden boards. Yesterday, John, I was at a gastropub where they served my meal on a dolphin's spine and my dessert came in a hammock. Bring back plates. Let us know what you think. You know the number, you know the Twitter thing. And now it's time to meet Mark. He's here with the Diversity Paper Review. Each day, then, a different diversity on this very programme, reviewing a thing for us, reviewing the papers. And Mark's diversity is that he is...
brown.
Yes. What have we got in the papers, Mark?
You may have seen this story last week. Jo Bartley is an 89-year-old widower who's been retired for a number of years.
Yes.
However, because of boredom, he applied for a job.
Yes.
He just wrote a little advert in his local...
sort of open letter, wasn't
it? An open letter to his local newspaper asking, can I be employed? And now he has found gainful employment. Mm. Cantina Kitchen and Bar in Paignton, Devon. I've been there. There's quite a nice zoo over there. Yeah. Have employed him as a waiter. I was going to say waitress, but that'd be tough. But yeah, interesting. But yeah, so 89-year-old Joe Bartley's got a job, which I think is great.
It is good. Yes, it is. We could have employed him here.
Yeah, we could have.
But we have no budget or anything.
No.
So.
No. Yeah. So his minimum wage was too high to get him on board.
Is he... Because this caught the imagination of the nation, in a way, didn't it? And so people would sort of go, yes, let's get this guy a job. And I wonder if he had many offers and that's the one he chose, which is interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there was a few offers that came in, but this seemed to have kind of worked around his schedule a bit. He starts at 11 a.m. today.
Yeah.
Or he started at. He could have worked here because he used to be a wireless operator in the Royal Signals during World War II. So he knows all about radio.
Yeah. And we still have basically that equipment to work with.
Yeah, hence the name of the company that owns us. Yeah, the
wireless group. Yeah. Good. All right. Well, I'm pleased with him, and I'm glad that story had a happy ending.
I'm pleased with him as well. That's great, isn't it?
Like, what's his name?
Joe Bartley.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you're in that area...
But that'd be nice, because that's good for them as well, because you could pop down there and see the famous guy.
Yeah.
And he's now their waiter.
The famous old guy who serves you food.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You've been to that canteen, have you?
No, I've not been to that canteen, but I've been to Paignton where the cantina is.
Is he from Paignton, or have they given him a hellish commute?
I think he's from around there.
That's a good job. Yeah, he lives in somewhere like Folkestone. That'd be really...
It was in the local paper, the Torquay Herald Express.
All right.
Nice part of the world. It's always warm when I've gone there as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Though I'd say it's always warm. I've only been there once.
And it was warm.
It was warm.
That's not scientific evidence.
There was a huge Wetherspoons we went to as well. It was massive.
Where was that?
Paignton. It's near Torquay.
Yeah. It's in Devon. It's a great insight into Mark's... life that we didn't need, to be honest. But there we are.
Sorry. I just like going to zoos. What can I say? Though there's another zoo in North Devon where the lynx recently escaped from.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite interesting as well. I've not been there. But that's the zoo that's in, I think the film's called We Built a Zoo or We Own a Zoo, which stars Matt Damon. That's that zoo.
That's that zoo.
Though in the film, the zoo is obviously in America because all films happen in America.
Yeah.
But not all life happens in America. Stuff goes on outside America.
Fascinating stuff. Can you shut up about zoos now and tell us what's in what next paper?
In the Mirror,
there's
paper talk of a 60-foot tsunami that could well hit the UK.
What?
Yeah.
When and how and why?
Well, they don't know exactly when.
Yes.
But a scientist at Durham University, which is quite a prestigious establishment, I believe, have discovered that underwater landslides, so you know the land under the sea.
I know what that is.
So they happen a lot more often than we thought they happened.
Yeah.
And they could possibly trigger off tsunamis. And it is quite possible that a 60-foot tsunami could not only hit the UK, but could also hit a potential nuclear plant, like, say, if Hinkley ever got built. That could happen. Yeah.
So this is what is this? Is this a warning not to build these things, or what's the?
Well, it's just kind of you know this could happen. Maybe we should be prepared. Maybe we shouldn't. Who knows? Maybe there's somebody trying to make loads of money out of tsunami detection devices. I don't know because I don't know who funded this research.
Right.
It could be true. It could not be true.
Right.
Who knows?
Kind of half story there, really, in the paper. That's just a space filler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Words there.
Much like my appearance on this show.
It is more or less. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I've got a list of zoos. If you could give us a yes or a no as to whether you've visited them.
Okay.
That's what we want to know.
Yep.
Abbotsbury Swanery.
No.
Swan-based zoo. No. Anglesey Zoo.
No, I've not. I didn't realise they had a zoo over there.
Banham Zoo.
No.
Basildon Zoo.
No.
Battersea Park Children's Zoo.
Been to that one.
Belfast Zoological Gardens.
Never been to Belfast.
Bentley Wildfowl Museum.
Sounds interesting, but no.
Birdland Trout Farm.
That's not the same as Bird World, is it?
No.
No.
Blackpool Zoo?
No.
Blean Bird Park?
No.
Bridgemere Zoo?
No.
Buckfast Zoo, Devon?
Yes, I've been to that, that zoo.
The Butterfly Centre?
The one in Blenheim Palace?
Yes.
Yes.
Chessington Zoo?
Yes, well, it's not a zoo anymore, but it's a whole world of adventures.
Chester Zoo?
Yes!
That's my first zoo. That's the first one. I've been waiting for a sea zoo.
Thanks, Dave. Colchester Zoo.
No, I've not been to Colchester.
It's like 6-1 to Mark at the moment.
Drayton Manor Park and Zoo.
No, I haven't. That's on my list because they've got roller coasters there as well.
On your zoo list.
Yeah.
Dublin Zoo.
No.
Dudley Zoo.
No.
I've got a lot of these. Yeah. Edinburgh Zoo.
Yes. That's particularly good for the penguin parade. Like, and then occasionally the bloke, the King of Norway, turns up and knights a penguin. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the penguin knights the some Norwegians.
But maybe yeah, the Norwegians and penguins. The Norwegian king.
Yeah, or something like that.
Glasgow Zoo.
No. You only do one zoo in Scotland.
Great Yarmouth. Yeah.
No.
Zoo. Howlett's.
No. I've not.
Jersey Zoo.
No, my mum's been there, but I haven't.
Hunstanton Sea Life Aquarium. It's a fish zoo.
Whereabouts is Hunstanton?
Who?
But some of those sea life centres, they're not where you think they're meant to be. Mm. Like, they'll be like Torquay Sea Life Centre, but be miles away from Torquay, and then we'll actually have another name.
Like, it's sort of Ryanair have been in charge of landing it.
Yeah, yeah.
London Zoo.
Yes!
Two zoos.
Mole Hall Zoo.
No.
Monkey World.
Yes.
New Key Zoo.
No.
Suki.
Paynton Zoo.
Yes!
Big zoo.
Port Lim Wild Animal Park.
I've not been there.
Portsmouth Zoo.
No.
Southport Zoo.
No, sorry.
Thrigby Hall Zoo and Gardens.
Not been there.
Suffolk Zoo.
Not been there.
Twycross Zoo.
Not been there.
Welsh Mountain Zoo.
Not been there. I'm not sure how many animals are in the Welsh Mountain that are worth seeing.
And the Yorkshire Dales Falconry and Conservation Centre.
I've not been there. I'm actually a really big fan of wild birds, so that Falconry Conservation Centre
really, on a trip.
Really sounds like something I'd enjoy.
Great. Round of a zoos there on Talk Radio. In the after-
it's the diversity paper is zoo.
In the after zoom.
Talk Radio Zoo.
With Mark. Stay there, Mark, because I think we're going through more zoos.
Oh, are we doing more zoos?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
Either more zoos or more papers.
Whichever we pick up first. Yeah. I think it's what will keep the people listening. Right, in the next half an hour then, we will be joined by the comedian Ellie Taylor as well here on Talk Radio. And now Victoria's got the zoos. News.
Talk Radio.
The government has started appealing a decision in the UK's highest court over the process of leaving the EU. A month ago, it was decided MPs should have a say on triggering Article 50. The Attorney General, Jeremy Wright, has argued at the Supreme Court that Theresa May can use royal prerogative powers instead of holding a vote in Parliament.
We say the use of the prerogative in these circumstances will not only be lawful, but fully supported by our constitutional settlement, in line with parliamentary sovereignty, and in accordance with legitimate public expectations.
Three footballers who've spoken out about being abused by coaches have launched a charity today that they hope will help other potential victims. It's called the Offside Trust, and they say 860 people have approached them saying they were also abused. Almost half of the UK forces are now investigating historical allegations. Sepp Blatter has lost his appeal against a six-year ban from football. The former FIFA president was banned last year over ethics breaches. He's always denied doing anything wrong. 36 people are now known to have died at a warehouse party in California. Recovery work at the site in Oakland has been temporarily stopped because of safety concerns. And Tim Peake's space capsule has a new home. It launched the British astronaut into orbit and returned him to Earth and will go on display at London Science Museum early next year. The weather widespread fog.
Fog?
I really struggle with the word fog.
What words?
Well, thanks.
Do you, when you see it written down, do you think frog or did you see the word frog?
No, it's just the R from widespread jumped into fog.
It's well, frogs do jump.
That's why I said jump. Anyway, it says that across England and Wales tonight. Clear in Scotland, cold again with lows of -1. And tomorrow's going to be dry and cloudy for most places. Wet and windy weather will spread across Northern Ireland and Western Scotland, though. Highs of 11.
Thank you very much.
There's more in just over 25 minutes.
That's right. Ellie Taylor will be joining us before all that, though. Mm. And Mark's got some more diversity paper reviews, which we will do next. You listen to Talk Radio. Thanks, Victoria.
You're not welcome.
Okay, I'm John Holmes.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast, we meet a man with 4 million followers. His name is Casper Lee. He's an absolute YouTube sensation, a superstar on Tinternet. All that, and we're joined by Dick from Dick and Dom, as once again, I waft you off to Pantoland.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am, you mugs, and watch it. I know where you live.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, I mean, Paul Ross may well have that, but we've got a list of zoos. Is with us with today's diversity paper review. We are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, of course. And to prove it, a different diversity reviews our papers for us each day. Mark's with us. His diversity is that he is
brown.
We have talked. Well, we've talked. What are we going to now? What newspaper are you rubbing our noses in now, Mark?
This is a paper called The Sun.
I know it.
It's it's a paper. It's got pictures of Fidel Castro. Former Cuban leader's funeral, because Maradona was one of the people who turned up to his funeral over the weekend.
Interesting. Why?
It doesn't actually give an explanation to why he turned up there. Maradona is kind of a well-known socialist, isn't he?
So, yeah.
Which is strange, because in the early part of Maradona's career, when he won the World Cup with Argentina, when he was first kind of making waves in, he was part of a football team that was very much that part of the Argentinian propaganda machine, which was held together by a kind of a right-wing military dictatorship. So maybe that's what turned, you know, his early days as being a kind of poster boy for a military dictatorship turned him into a socialist. Who knows?
Yeah. Anyone else? Celebrities always turn up at funerals, don't they, to get a bit of publicity? Any other celebrities?
Theresa May didn't make it, and I think Jeremy Corbyn was trying to get there but didn't. But couldn't muster a flight to over there. So no UK people.
You'd think people just... I mean, this is the time of year, as we've been learning, because our guest rote has gone significantly up, is that people are trying to flog DVDs and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ellie Taylor will be here to do more or less the same thing in a minute. Joe Lycett was in earlier, and June Whitfield as well. So this is an ideal opportunity for your celebrities to turn up, you know, to Castro's funeral. They'd get some publicity out of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I was in PR, I'm not. I'd be advising my celebrity clients. There's no despot too evil to
go and be seen with.
Yeah.
I mean, the timing's a bit off, but otherwise, thingy off of Gogglebox, who won the Jungle programme, could have been there, couldn't she?
Yeah, but I'm not sure she'd have made it in time. She might not know. They might not know. God. That's always been my reason for not wanting to do any reality TV.
Yeah.
Just in case something dreadful happened and they weren't able to tell
me. I wonder what the level of dreadfulness has to be before they come and tell you. I mean, you know, in terms of world-shattering events. I mean, I don't think necessarily reality television's around at 9/11, but would they have sort of stopped, you know, gone into the Big Brother house and gone, you're never going to believe this?
Yeah.
Or do you just leave them in the bubble? I don't know.
I think you just leave them in the bubble. There's a whole psychological thing about it, isn't there? When I was at school, they tried to get as many people who wanted to join the Royal Navy, and they had this bloke come over from the Navy to tell us what it was like, and we ended up talking about, and he was answering questions, we ended up talking about, you know, the Navy, the nuclear submarines, which have the missiles in them that could destroy almost whole planets. And he told us that basically if you're on mission in one of these subs, then you get no news. Everything you receive news-wise from the outside world comes through your commanding officer, who everything gets funneled through him, and he decides, just in case someone goes rogue, just in case, you know, something terrible's happened to a member of their family and they go, life's not worth living, I might just release this nuclear warhead and it might hit, I don't know, Slough. Then to stop that happening, it all goes to the commanding officer.
So similar to that?
It's similar to that,
So if a celebrity goes off, it could destroy a planet or Slough.
Yeah, you never know. It's for the benefit of the people of Slough.
Yeah.
We can't let them know that something dreadful's happened.
All right. Thanks, Mark. That's a brief look through the papers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very brief look.
Yeah, thank you for it, though. And also, we know what, you know, but now we know what zoos you've been to, which I think is the most important thing. Mark, thank you very much indeed. Diversity paper review with Mark, of course. His diversity is that he is
brown.
That's correct. So it's Talk Radio then. That was, of course, the Diversity Paper Review. And I promise, we've spoiled you today with guest action. Already we've had Joe Lycett. Already
June bloody Whitfield. And now, well, the daddy of them all. Is that fair? Ellie Taylor, how are you?
I'm very well. I've never been described as a daddy.
It was a bit weird. Well, it's only because I was reading about your motherhood thing.
Oh, right.
So I just thought, you know, the opposite of a mother is a dad.
Yes.
So I sort of went with that.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't very well thought out, if I'm honest. But, you know.
Quite niche.
I mean, I probably should explain all that, but right. We'll do it after the break.
Oh, okay. Good.
You know, when we're going to talk about you.
Oh.
And all
yes.
that kind of stuff. Do you want to sort of give us a this is a traffic and travel coming.
Right.
But now what we have to do is technically tease ahead to make the listeners stay with us. So is there anything you'd like to bring to that particular party?
I
mean, this is all on you now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You'll never believe what happened when the kitten fell off the table. Click here and see.
Boom. Right. find out what happened to the kitten.
what?
Next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty tool kit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news east of Nottingham for the A52. Both sides of that between Bingham and Grantham has reopened after an accident. There's still a problem on the Avonmouth Bridge in Bristol. The northbound M5 over the bridge is being affected by a broken down tanker. So one lane's out, junctions 19 to 18. There's queues on Monmouth's westbound M4. This is near the Mega Services, junction 23A. One lane's out because of an accident. And no change in Londonderry for the A6 between Claudia and Dungiven. It is still closed both ways for accident investigation work. I'm Jarena Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am... I'm basically what that bit of production you just heard said there, and it's just coming up to a time. Before that, Ellie Taylor told us about a kitten that would fall off a table, and if you stayed listening, you'll find out what happened to it. Is it dead?
Of course.
Excellent. Worth everyone hanging around for that. How are you, though?
Really, really well, thanks,
good.
John.
How are you? I'm fine, thank you, yeah.
Good.
You just told us after this...
So
I mean, this is more bait, isn't it?
So excited.
Where are you going after this?
I'm going to do a Christmas baking course.
Very good.
How exciting is that? I'm doing mince pies.
Obviously.
Christmas donuts.
What's that?
Don't know.
Okay.
I think it's going to be something like mulled.
So it's a donut.
It's but a instead mulled
of,
donut.
Instead of jam, they've put mull in it.
I think that, yeah.
And liquidised it.
Liquidised mull.
Yeah.
Inside, yeah, that's what's happening.
It's water from the mull of Kintyre that they've scooped up into the hollow section of a donut.
Well, that sounds even more delicious.
Won't it? Because Paul McCartney's feet have been in that.
Nom, nom, nom.
Merry Christmas, everyone. What else, though? Donut, Christmas donuts, and, which is made up.
And biscuits, I think.
Christmas biscuits.
Yeah.
Crisp bits.
Crisp bits.
Where are you doing this course?
It's in a French place near St. Paul's in London.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
It's France. In a French place.
France. Yes.
Oh, God, I'm late, yes.
Yeah. That's nice, isn't it? Have you not Christmas baked before? Is this the first
time?
No,
this is a classic realisation that we've got, me and my husband have got vouchers to use up before Christmas, but we got for Christmas presents last year. Yeah. And we suddenly thought, oh, God, right, quickly, we need to use them
That
up.
Is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've had that before.
Yeah.
And then I've had the embarrassing thing of ringing up the place and going, I'm just not going to have time to do this, whatever it is. Could I extend it? And they'll go, yeah, for 25 quid. You go, no, come on, let me just do it. And then you have to cram all of your experiences in like three days before Christmas.
And tomorrow I'm doing a wreath-making course as well.
Was this another gift?
No, this wasn't. This just me. For some reason, I'm getting very sort of Christmassy education.
Well, that's quite funereal as well. I mean, that's a wreath making. I mean, that's kind of got a... if your baking poisons anyone to death and you can at least provide the floral tributes.
And I can do the one that says mum in flowers on the side. No, it's a Christmassy one, so it will go on my front door.
Aww.
So I'm excited about that.
No, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that you've brought Christmas to the party.
I love Christmas 100 times 100.
Have you got into the Christmas mode yet, though? Or is it still too early?
No, I'm in it.
You're in it.
I'm fully in it. I went for a run this morning and I listened to Christmas songs the whole way around Victoria Park.
What's which Christmas songs did you listen to? Because there's only three good ones.
Well, Mariah Carey, obviously.
But that's not one of them.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Get out, mate.
No.
That's I
too cliched.
No way. We got married on December 21st. And we walked down the aisle to that. Husband was delighted.
I was
going to say, he did not have a choice there. Did he?
And we walked back up the aisle to Slipknot. His choice. best Christmas songs are Tim Minchin.
Oh, White Wine in the Sun.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Well, it's that or When the Thames Froze by Smith & Burrows.
Don't know that.
You need to know. You need that in your life.
Oh, okay.
Tom Smith out of Editors, Andy Burrows and Razorlight.
Right.
Did an album, Christmas album called Smith & Burrows. Awesome.
Is it quite maudlin?
No. Yeah, it's a bit.
I quite like that.
It's a bit like Coldplay Christmas Lights, that kind of vibe to it.
Nice.
Which is another good one. But you need When the Thames Froze.
Oh, okay.
In your life. Not at least because he's married to Edith Bowman downstairs at Virgin Radio. And they're very poor and they need the money.
I also like A Winter's Tale by
David Essex. It was only A Winter's Tale.
Very underrated.
I've forgotten that one. That's nice.
Hey, treat yourselves.
Mumford & Sons' Winter Winds. Not a Christmas song, but sounds like one.
Oh, I don't know it.
Winter Winds, come on.
No, I don't know it.
There you go, there's another one for you.
Oh, maybe I do. They're all the same, aren't they? The Mumford ones, they'll merge.
Yeah. I'm going to get you, for Christmas, I'm going to get you a music learning course.
Oh, thank you.
Gift voucher.
I'm going to give you a mulled donut.
I don't want that. It tastes of maca. Anyway, speaking of Christmas, I imagine you're trying to flog something now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am a little bit. What are you flogging?
I am doing two nights at the Soho Theatre next week, 13th and the 14th of December, with my show Infidelity.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, it's like the end of the year for me for that show, and I'll probably never do that show again.
Oh.
R.I.P. I can make a wreath for it.
Are you going to serve baked goods?
Yes. But to bribe people into laughing. It's the final two shows of Infidelity, which is my show that I took to Edinburgh this year.
Yep.
So it's all about being married and wishing I'd slept with more people.
Yes, good. Yeah, you should play that out as you're going down the aisle.
Merry Christmas! Again, husband delighted! Great wife.
And instead
wife.
Of a speech, what I've got here is a whole list of people I wish I'd slept with.
I haven't gone into detail of who I wish specifically. That's the part
you
two
can
for
use
next
this
time.
To name one of them if you want to.
Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I mean, he's on everyone.
Oh, good. I follow him on Instagram and he's really boring.
Is he?
All he does is post pictures of his kids and say, oh, aloha, all the time.
Oh, that's annoying, isn't it?
I think he's Hawaiian, so he's allowed to, but it's still really dull.
Yeah.
He's really hot. He's like so dreamy.
Is he the dreamy?
He's so dreamy. The dreamiest.
Yeah, good. Does your husband look like him?
Not at all.
Okay, fine. Just checking. Just
oh, he's also dreamy.
He's really dreamy. He's really
just to
dreamy.
Clarify.
Yeah, yeah.
Well caught, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving my marriage.
Drop that just down there. Just before I hit the floor.
So speaking of that motherhood thing that we mentioned earlier, we should explain what that is.
So that was the motherhood challenge.
Yes.
So what that was on Facebook. The motherhood challenge is where mums were putting up 5 photos of themselves that made them proud to be a mum. And I saw a lot of this stuff and just thought I'm going to do the opposite as a woman without children. So I did the non-motherhood challenge. I posted 5 photos of myself that made me proud not to be a mother.
Yeah.
So 4 of those were pictures of me asleep, and the 5th one was me asleep holding a bottle of wine.
Good.
And it went bonkers on Facebook. It went viral, got shared loads of times. And I talk about it in the show, actually, and I talk about the different responses that I got to it, which were very, very funny. Some very angry people from all over the world.
Yeah, who just sort of didn't get the joke at all.
No,
I mean,
no.
Really,
they
kind
took
of
it very,
it.
Very personally. Like, I was really attacking
Brilliant.
Women for having children.
Yeah.
When, of course, I wasn't. You know, I know lots of children. They're fine.
They're, not all of them are fine.
No, some of them
really
are absolute rude words, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
I've got a niece and a nephew. I know that. I feel that pain.
Yeah. How old are they?
6 and smaller than 6.
I like, see, I've got 2 daughters. One of them is 6, one of whom is smaller than 6.
Yes.
So I know exactly this. Yeah.
Oh, that must be really Christmassy in your house then.
Well, it is. Well, you say that, but what happened was the other day, Isla, 4, right? Write a Christmas list. Write a Christmas list for Father Christmas, and we'll send it up the chimney for Father Christmas. She doesn't know that it's just going to burn.
Right.
But essentially, she wrote out this list, proudly gave it to me. So look, here we go. So this is on the list. And I was thinking, yeah, I recognise some of these things. Yeah. You've got all this? And she'd just gone round the room of toys, writing down things she'd got, and then just presented me with it.
That's really
Because she's
thrilling.
Got no imagination.
I was say, your child's an idiot.
Yes, I know.
That's what we've just figured.
Yeah.
That's not sweet.
That's really
what
sweet.
What have you been teaching her for 4 years?
It is sweet, Dave. it was sweet. It made me laugh. Anyway.
My niece.
And also, genius. I'm just going to wrap up the old stuff.
Oh, I mean, you
just save
it's
a fortune.
It's what you asked for.
It's what you said. Yeah. I played with this last year. Not enough.
Check the list.
Yeah.
My niece put on her Christmas list 100 million chocolates. And then it was 20 pens, 100 cans of baked beans.
Wow, that is good.
And my sister has to get her 100 tins of baked beans, surely.
Yeah, 100%.
Because she can make that dream come true.
Yeah. I mean, last year, the other one, 6, just really genuinely said, I want a box. And I'm like, again, this is going to say, this is great.
I mean, I don't want to keep going on about your children. But... That's the sharpest tools, mate.
No. You see, what it is if you cleverly lead them, it saves you a fortune over a lifetime, this kind of stuff. All you got to do is trick them into this. Tell them the box is the must-have gift. You know, take them in Hamleys, show them the boxes.
Yeah,
look at these boxes.
This
things.
Is what all the kids
all
want.
All these boxes. Yeah. That's what the kids want. I want a box. Yeah.
Did you give them a box?
Yes. And that's it. That's all they got. This year, mulled donuts. Now I know how to make them.
Yes!
With some mull. Yeah, good. All right. So, in terms of Christmas yourself, then, you know, let's start yourself on the Christmas vibe.
Sure.
What are you doing this year?
My husband is Australian, and all of the family are coming over from Australia.
Oh.
So, we are cooking dinner for 12 people. We do not do that. So,
it's all right, though. You're going on a course.
As
long
as
they like donuts.
Yeah, donuts for Maine.
Yeah.
That'll be it. My mum is going to cook the turkey. It's like a military operation. Mum's cooking the turkey in Essex, driving it into London.
Yeah.
Like a very bespoke Uber.
Yeah.
And then we're doing the rest of it.
I'll be honest, it's not like any military operation I'm familiar with.
Oh.
I mean, normally, you know, they're sort of
a
bit more war-y.
Yeah. It's the one that you'd write a book about afterwards because it was so secret.
So sort of Andy McNab taking charge of it, trying to get a turkey across a border. Probably the Turkish one, I'm guessing.
Right.
I don't know. Which border that was. Syria, Turkey.
Oh, yes. Oh, well done.
Obviously.
Yes.
Look at me bringing...
You pull that right back there.
I have there, yeah.
Really impressed with that.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone. We're clapping him. We're all clapping him.
Well done. Good. Oh, that'll be nice, though, won't it?
It'll be really
Or horrible.
Lovely. I think it'll be really
To get
fun.
On with them.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. They're coming over from Sydney on Thursday, and they...
Do you talk to them like that as well?
Yeah, but they don't notice. They can't hear it. And they're just going to freeze and probably hate it.
Have they done, like, a winter Christmas before?
Yeah, because they came over for our wedding.
Oh, fine.
And I just...
Well, you married that bloke you don't like much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one.
The one that's not from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oh, God, why would remind me again? And so they've had one cold Christmas, but it was, you know, they didn't like it much, I don't think. It's a real cult. It's a genuine real culture shock.
Have you been out
yeah,
there for Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's and that
they,
like?
Oh, it, rubbish.
Yeah, it's not Christmas
rubbish.
At all, is it?
No, they do everything wrong. And I have to try the whole time not to be a little brat. Just like, oh, you're doing everything wrong.
The weird thing is, they have all the same, like... cultural references, don't they? Like, yeah. All their, like, imagery is, like, Christmas cards is, like, exactly. Snow. And, yep. And it's, it must be baffling for them.
Yeah. I was in Costa Rica. Was it last year? Yeah, before last year. Not quite for Christmas, but certainly right up to it. And that was really weird because, obviously, it's boiling hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Yet there are Christmas trees outside huts and shacks and things. And you're right, it's just wrong.
It's really
wrong.
The
whole thing is wrong.
And then my husband's like, cinnamon, that reminds me of Christmas. And he's like, oh, mangoes remind me of Christmas. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Smell of mangoes.
Carl Drogo wouldn't smell mangoes.
Exactly.
We've got to stop.
Oh, okay.
We've got to stop, haven't we?
Well, I've got donuts to go make, mate. So
yeah. Well, you know, Muller's a donut.
Okay, no worries. I'll take a photo.
I do. Yeah, send it to Carl. So Ellie Taylor.
Yes.
The dates again are, I know them, I'm just testing you.
13th and 14th of December, so Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
London Soho Theatre.
London Soho Theatre.
You're absolutely right.
I've seen it as well, it's really good.
Oh,
I don't know if that counts for
the theatre or the show.
I mean, I've seen both, actually.
Oh, okay.
I've seen, but not together.
Yeah.
So this is like a unique opportunity. I've seen the show in Edinburgh,
yep.
The theatre...
In London, Soho.
In Soho, yeah. Many times with different shows.
Yeah.
And now you're marrying them up. That's a very good idea.
Don't get all married again, we've had that.
Good. Don't do it.
Ellie, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
You are listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes. All right, then. Let's talk to Sam Delaney, for it is he, and he brings drive time to this place. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Hi.
We've got a busy show today.
Have you now?
We will be recapping on my half marathon, sponsored by Talk Radio, in the park yesterday, attended by lots of Team Talk Radio, and it was very eventful. Victoria Bourne turned up with the intention of running just like a mile. She said she hadn't run in, like, years and years.
Yeah.
And she just ran 8 miles.
Wow.
Like, you know.
Like Forrest Gump.
It was like a Forrest Gump performance by Victoria Bourne. It's like, I ran like 14 miles, right? Yeah. But I'd been training for a long time.
Yeah.
She turned up in her coat, but not like a running coat. It was like a woolen coat. It looked like a coat that she'd just bought from Topshop. And she had a bag of Jelly Babies and a rucksack on. Again, not a sports rucksack, a fashion rucksack.
High heels.
And yeah, it was sort of like that. And she went, I'll just join in. I'll see how far I get.
Wow.
And then as we finished, by the end, and like my whole body's seizing up and I'm in agony, she was just like shouting motivational noises at me and just got across the line, no problem. So it's kind of, I was impressed, but also slightly weirded out.
Yeah,
by that.
That is,
secret
yeah.
athletic genius.
Yeah. Also, Mark and Ricky rode a tandem bicycle round until they got a puncture. And Ricky had to continue by foot while Mark got his mum to pick him up and the tandem bicycle in a car and take it back to the bike hire place.
Oh,
it was very At one point, Rudd turned up in a pair of winkle pickers and skin-tight jeans and then said that he was going to run with us. And he changed in some brand-new trainers, which his mum had clearly bought him the day before, and ran with his hands in the pocket of his denim jacket for... what Victoria told me was 200 metres before sort of almost collapsing. Bear in mind, he's the youngest of all of us, sort of collapsing and saying, I'm fine, I'll walk the rest of the way. Then he just disappeared and no one ever saw him again.
Wow.
I think he might have been eaten by a deer. We were in Richmond Park. So loads of things happened.
Yeah.
And we recorded lots of it and we'll be playing out a remarkable story, a story full of guts and glory and a lot of indignity.
Good. How are you feeling today?
Stiff.
Yeah.
Stiff, but all right. The coldness was worse than the actual, you know, muscular strain. Because by the end, it was just freezing cold. And I'd stupidly ridden up to the bike on a scooter and then had to ride back in my running gear, which was soaked through with freezing cold sweat. And I kind of collapsed through my front door like I was encased in a block of ice. So that was scary, but then I warmed up and now I'm okay.
Oh, you're here. Yeah, yeah. Look, Victoria's just here. Look, we're just hearing about your 8 mile run in like inappropriate
Eminem
clothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I'm aching.
Are you?
I mean, yeah. It was sort of semi-weird. I mean, you must admit that yourself. Like, the ease with which you'd sort of just rocked up in your coat and rucksack and demolished 8 miles was quite strange in a way.
Do you know what? I don't think that was the strangest thing.
No, it wasn't the strange thing. There are the strange things. People will hear that coming later
all
in the show.
Good tease. All of that, the tale of the Talk Radio Half Marathon, all coming. I didn't even bother. All coming with Sam Delaney on Drive next. We'll be back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We got any guests?
Dogs.
That's right. I knew there was something. Tomorrow, we are going to be joining the studio. Like, it was like by puppies.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a load of puppies.
What kind of puppies?
I don't know yet.
Dogs.
Dog puppies.
I really want to cuddle puppies.
And on that bombshell, we'll hand you over to Sam Delaney. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.